High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 3-5 Radnor Red Raiders and your 3-5 Strathaven Panthers.
If ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover. Terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there. Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Week 9 action. And we are talking playoffs. Radnor and Strathaven, both in the playoff picture here in 5A in District 1 in southeastern Pennsylvania. Hard to believe that both with 3-5 records could be thinking about playoff berths, but here they stand. If the playoff tournament started today, both would be in at 13 and 14 seeds, respectively, as they take 16 seeds here in District 1 at the 5A level. The reconfiguration in Pennsylvania has lots of teams still very much in the hunt as we wind down the final two regular season weekends of high school football. And it's the Panthers trying to claw their way out of a short losing streak. And Radnor, starting to get healthy at the right time of year, comes in awfully confident after last year's 40-12 demolition of the Panthers right here at, that was up in Radnor,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
But either way, it felt just like yesterday where Radnor knocked off Strathaven for the first time in over two decades. They're coming in confident tonight, and we're glad you're joining us live or on the archive from George L. King Field. Good evening, everyone. Brian Carroll, just kind of waiting out the static there for a moment, but Mike Mayer doing some terrific work, as always, getting the engineering squared away for tonight's broadcast. 7:30 kickoff. I would have to guess that it's going to be sometime after that. We have an extended pregame as the Radnor band still on the field. It is senior night, the last home regular season game here for the Panthers, and we'll have more to say shortly about a senior class that really is a very interesting group. But more on that in a minute. Both teams coming in 3-5, and the Strathaven Panthers, of course, after a win over Pencrest 3 weeks ago, 34-6, have dropped their last two. A tough 20-7 decision over Springfield and last week against Garnet Valley, where they frankly just did not play well. Played half asleep in the first quarter and still felt like they hung with Garnet Valley, and with a cleaner game, felt like they could have turned that the other way out in Glen Mills. But Mike, tonight, Radnor coming in a little bit healthier than they were a few weeks ago. Pat McDermott is back at quarterback. This is his third week back after missing most of the season with a foot injury. And now they welcome back leading rusher Jack Horvath, the junior, who tore up the Panthers to the tune of almost 200 yards a year ago. He is back in the lineup for the first time since week one, and I said that correctly. He is still their leading rusher after playing just one game. He had 174 yards in week one, and now comes in still leading the pack of all the running. So it gives you an idea that Radnor has struggled terribly to run the football without him, but 21 in maroon and white will give the Panthers fits tonight if they don't tighten things up.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And boy, I tell you, the Panthers cannot afford another game like they had last week. They dug themselves a 21-point hole, which against any team is a difficult thing to pull out of. But against a quality team like the Garnet Valley, it was impossible. They kept after it, but boy, it was such a deep hole, just impossible to go with. And The reality, I think, is going to be that they're going to have to come out here and play pretty solid football. They've got number 21 to contend with, which, as you indicated, just ate them alive last year. The tackling is still a little suspect, playing very soft on the receivers, and, of course, Radner likes to throw the ball if they can. There's a lot of things that could happen tonight that would make Radner look much better than the 3-5 team that they are. Now, on the other hand, there are many things that can happen for Strathaven that would also make them look like a much better team than 3-5. So, you know, they've got to kind of shake off last week and kind of get back to the game of football. They've had trouble tackling all year long. They've had some trouble with pass defense all year long, but they haven't had to play anybody who threw the ball a lot. People might have read the 50-yard line this week. I really think that the key to the Panthers' success this year, and of course we'll talk next year, but I really think they've got to get these kids in space, and I think the only way you're going to do that consistently is with the pass play. And every time they go to throw it 40 yards on the field, I just cringe, because that's just, you know, the percentages are not there. 5-yard passes, 7-yard passes, percentages are pretty good. The problem, of course, is you're throwing in traffic. You're throwing with a lot of people around you. So pickoffs can happen, and worse than pickoffs can be returns for 6 points. But I think at this stage of the game, you know, you're 3-5, so you want to win this game, because this will, a 4-6 record will, we'll talk about this at length, will probably get us into the playoffs.
Yes.
You know, and they're going to play Marple Newtown next week, who's 7-1.
Yeah, right? Marple's had a good run here, 7-1 right now. That's
so,
right.
So, you know, that's going to be a tough game. So this is a game that I think, you know, Haven should be able to win, and I think they've got to win to ensure that 4-6 record. And, of course, if they manage to win tonight, and then they can really play well and get some momentum behind them and take on the Tigers next week, which is an away game, you know, then maybe we go in, you know, at a 5-5 or something, which would be wonderful and actually give us a potential for actually a home game. So we'll see. But tonight's business is they have got to play a better game of football than they played last week.
Absolutely. And we are looking now at a number of student athletes out on the field. We have a handful of senior cheerleaders and a couple handfuls of senior football players. The last, in all probability, the last home game here at George L. King Field, barring a couple of big-time, well, it would take multiple upsets over the next couple of weeks and in the playoffs to get a home game back, where you'd have to play a lower, again, to be, at this point, Strathaven projecting to be probably somewhere in that 12 to 13 or 14 seed range. You'd have to win your first-round game and hope that some other very low seed pulled another upset to possibly get a home game a week or two after that. So in all likelihood, the guys in silver and black tonight playing their last game here on senior night, and a couple of them, unfortunately, will not be playing. They'll be right here on the field, but out of uniform due to injury, but we'll keep you posted on that. We also want to recognize a handful of senior cheerleaders, Chloe Blessington, Nina Bonaducci, Bridget Crow, and Keandra Thomas, and Elise Weber, joined by their parents out at the to the left of us out near between the 10 and 20 yard line. Evan Atsevez, senior quarterback. Van Bobo, not in uniform again. They were hoping to have him back tonight, maybe next week. They can get him back against Marple Newtown, but senior halfback and defensive back, he's been out several weeks with an injury. Brian Dozier, starting center, is lined up at the 35-yard line with his parents, joined next to him by defensive end Rob Dubois, offensive guard and defensive end. Number 65, Marcel Gallard, first-time football player as a senior. Great story there for him out on the field. Big 89, joined by his equally big father. You know, I didn't see it. That's one of the few guys I've seen taller than John Harrow. But it's his dad who's maybe got him by an inch or so. But John is going to be playing football or basketball somewhere next year in college, and he has put on quite a show this year after missing part of last year with a hand injury. But he has been awfully fun to watch. Another guy who's been fun to watch for the last 3 years, Makai Hill. Back
yes,
in the lineup tonight. Makai did not play on offense last week, so we'll be going to give it a go tonight on both offense and defense. So good to see number 10 out there. Good to see Big 79, who was injured last week against Garnet Valley. But Brandon King, another senior defensive tackle, seems to be in good health and ready to go tonight. Hunter Mazur missed the early season game against Interboro. You will not convince me that he wouldn't have been the difference maker in that one. He missed part of last year. But Hunter headed to West Point next year to play lacrosse. But he's had a terrific contribution over the last two seasons as a football player. Ben McFetridge, two-way tackle, and even had started some games as a sophomore. So you're looking at 2.5 years of starting on the offensive line. Big Ben has been very good at tackle this year. Just to his left, to the right of us, is number 45, Tanner Navarro, another senior defensive end and tight end. He has been, again, just a terrific program guy for the last 3-4 years. Leading rusher Zach Newlon wearing 32. Again, a guy who started a little bit as a sophomore in spot duty and has been the leading rusher each of the last 2 years at fullback. And another first-time football player, number 85, Jalen Thompson, defensive end and second tight end. He has been very good for a first-time football player as a senior. So this particular class did not have a ninth grade team. This was the year that Strathaven did not have a ninth grade team, the year that they came in. There are several of these guys who were convinced to come out and play football as sophomores or juniors, or in two cases here, seniors. Right. So what a great job by this team to start turning things around, and the pendulum starting to swing back in a positive direction for this program, thanks largely to this group of senior football players.
And let's a word about the cheerleaders. You know, we had no cheerleaders last year. It didn't seem to be much interest. There had been some issues with the program, so it was kind of abandoned last year. They tried to start it up towards the end of the last year. Didn't seem to be much interest, and a few of the senior girls got together and found a coach in the school who had a coaching experience in cheerleading and said, if you guys have, if we get a team together, will you coach? She said, yeah, but you have to get the team together. I'm not going to do this. So they did, and they put together a squad of 20 ladies, and, you know, they were not, you know, the big stunts and everything this year because this program's got to grow. But, you know, big kudos to the seniors who knew this would be a very limited year for them, very limited in abilities as cheerleader, but they've been out here for every game, lots of enthusiasm. Hopefully they'll be cheerleading for the basketball team in another month or so. But I'm just very pleased with their efforts, and I think it makes a difference. I mean, to play a high school football game without cheerleaders is like Aunt Jemima pancakes without syrup. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But in any event, so kudos to them and their efforts. And, of course, with the girls coming up from the underclasses, hopefully we'll have a great program for many years to come now. A good base has been built.
So, again, great tradition here on senior night. Parents and players are recognized here pregame. Everybody standing at attention on the home sideline here. Panthers in black uniforms head to toe, silver helmets, and again, all black tonight with white numerals. Radnor, black pants, black helmets, white jerseys, and with maroon trim. Over on the far sideline, led by Tom Ryan, a longtime Upper Darby guy, but has been at Radnor for several years now. And again, guided the Raiders to a 40-12 victory last year. First victory over Strathaven in decades. So mid-90s was the last time that the Radnor squad had taken it to the Panthers. So hopefully for the Panthers, some of those guys hopefully remember that beating where really Jack Wilson, who's now playing at lacrosse at number one Maryland, University of Maryland, Jack Wilson just flat out ran all over them and could not be contained. But the Panthers now trying to turn things around tonight and solidify a berth in the district playoffs.
What are some of the games we're looking at tonight? I know Springfield goes to Garnet Valley.
Garnet Valley is at Springfield. Right. And again, Central League title perhaps on the line here, and Ridley hoping for Garnet Valley to come up big on the road tonight. Early on, Springfield up 7-0. A 37-yard touchdown run by Jaden McKenzie has given the Cougars a 7-0 lead 3 minutes into that one. But so Springfield on top of Garnet early. Haverford, a rare non-league game in Week 9 at home tonight with Lansdowne Catholic. They are on top 7-0 early. Marple Newtown all over Harrington as expected. It's 22-0. And again, Harrington struggling mightily. But Garnet Valley has just gotten on the board. Denny Nealon with a 64-yard kick return, and Jacob Buttermore with a 23-yard run has cut the lead in half. So Springfield up on Garnet 14-7 now. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Also, big game in the Del Valle for all intents and purposes, probably for the Del Valle title tonight. Interborough and Academy Park, they are scoreless at the end of the first quarter.
That's a bit of a surprise.
So, again, Interborough hanging tough with the undefeated Academy Park Knights, who are really sitting as the 2 seed at the moment in 5A. Springfield, undefeated in 8-0, is the number 1 seed. Springfield, of course, has Garnet tonight, but then Haverford next week. So tough schedule up now for the Cougars in these final couple weeks. So if they end up undefeated in the Central League and as a top seed, they will have earned every bit of it, of that 1 seed to run through the Central this year. A couple other quick scores. Thanks to our friends again at WNPV up in Lansdale. Satterton on top of Truman, 7-0. Neshaminy on top of Council Rock South, 14-0. And then a big game for playoff implications at the 6A level. Penridge at 5-3. Central Bucks South, 6-2. 7-0 Penridge late in the first quarter there. So lots of 7 o'clock kickoffs tonight. We'll keep you posted on those scores as we get them. And certainly 7:30 kickoff tonight here at George L. King, and it'll be upcoming.
A little bit late, yeah.
In
you
a couple
go to a
minutes.
Quick break, and we'll come back.
No, we'll stick with it for another minute or two, and we'll talk a little bit about Radnor coming in. As we mentioned, they have been banged up to an enormous degree, especially in the offensive side of the ball, but they are starting to get healthy at the right time. They got Nair Williams back, one of their running backs. About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Pat McDermott came back. He missed most of five games with a foot injury, but a two-year starter at quarterback, moves in the pocket very well. Not necessarily to run, but to buy himself time and get his receivers open. So the Panthers will deal with a mobile, very accurate quarterback. He's completing about two-thirds of his passes. And again, not huge numbers because he's missed half the season in terms of a cumulative standpoint. But from a qualitative standpoint, a high school quarterback completing 64% of his passes is fantastic. So the Panthers will have their hands full there. And, of course, Jack Horvath back in the lineup. The junior tailback is back after being hurt late in week one. He had already run for 174 yards and 3 scores in their victory back in week one over Upper Merion, and has been on the bench since. But Radnor will get the football to start this one. They will be moving left to right. We'll be back for the Star Spangled Banner and the opening kickoff. Glad you're joining us. Live or on the archive, you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Panthers and Raiders getting ready to go, but we're going to take a brief pause in our sound and turn up the field mic to hear the Star-Spangled Banner as performed by the 12th man, the Strathaven Marching Unit. Thank you. That's the Strathaven Marching Unit. We'll hear from them at halftime. And, again, terrific performance by the Radnor Marching Band tonight, an 80s-themed show this year, and just a fantastic sound coming pregame and before the pregame festivities with Senior Night here at George L. King Field. So opening kickoff, it'll be teed up in a moment here. Now I'm looking, is number 80 down on the field yet, or are we looking at Zach Hussein to kick it off?
I thought
is,
80
is
was
Emmett
practicing
here?
Earlier.
Is he
yeah.
here? Okay.
Why, was he in a soccer
Emmett
game?
Emmett had a soccer game and was going to be hoping to be here by kickoff. So Emmett Young, just a freshman, but his second leading scorer in Delaware County. And okay, so here's number 80 taking the tee out on the field, and that'll give Zach Hussein a chance to run down and cover those kicks rather than kick it off himself. So Young will tee it just inside the left hash mark and kick it away to Radnor, who has two return men deep. Number 26, Jameer Ryder, who had a 94-yard kick return touchdown a few weeks back against Garnet Valley. He's a sophomore, and he is flanked by number 28, Najee Fowler, a junior. They stand at about the 10-yard line awaiting. And playoff implications on the line tonight in Week 9, and we're underway. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Fowler at about the 13-yard line. He takes it up the middle for a moment. He cuts to his right, and he's got lots of running room. Oh. Flag comes in late, and here goes Fowler down the 50, 40. He's going to go all the way for a touchdown, but we will check the flag all the way back at the 25-yard line, and I think Radnor will have the wind taken out of their sails here as the referee threw a flag back at the 24. I think it's coming back for a hold, and indeed it is. 87-yard kick return touchdown, but we saw the laundry pretty early there, right at the point where he busted through that hole, too. I will say that. This was not away from the play or anything like that. So the Panthers catch a break there. Not good coverage, perhaps, but at any rate, no points on the board, and they'll back it up 10 yards and start things back near the 14-yard line. Radnor offense led by junior quarterback Pat McDermott. Running back, we believe, will be number 21, Jack Horvath, who was in the warm-up earlier tonight. Up front, they've got Matt Rigolizzo at center, Joe Riley, George May are the guards, Aiden Bermudez and Harrison Doan are the tackles. Wide receivers will include Charlie Conley, Kyle Addis, Zach Wade, and Vernon Harper, but depends on the formation. All right, they go two backs to start. Tight end to the left. McDermott gives to Horvath on first down off left side, and he bounces off to his right and takes it out to the 20-yard line for a gain of 6. Horvath, first carry in 8 weeks. And he looked good on it and give him a gain of 5. Radnor has had negative rushing yardage in multiple games this year, believe it or not, as a team. So they have not run the ball well at all in the absence of 21. We'll get to the Strathaven defense momentarily, but here they break the huddle, second down and 5 from the 20-yard line. 4 wide receivers, 2 to either side. McDermott in the gun. Back to pass, looking to his left. He dumps a little bubble screen underneath. It is caught by Addis, has some room. 25, cuts to his left at the 30, and he is undercut there by Sean Daly at the 31-yard line. Nice job there on a gain of 11. And Radnor without Tucker Baalbach tonight as one of the wide receivers. So that time they go underneath to Addis for a gain of 11 and a Radnor first down. Panther defense, you have Brandon King and Lee Holbert up front with Rob Dubois and John Hara. We'll get to the backers and secondary in a moment. First and 10 from the 31. Give inside is to Horvath, and he is wrapped up. They wrap him up quickly that time. No gain on the play. Lee Holbert swallows him up, and it'll bring up second down and 10. Panther linebackers include Ethan Belleville and Ryan Morris on the inside. Morris playing without that cast on his hand, so good to see him without the war club. So he's ready to go with two hands tonight. Outside backers, Makai Hill and Jake Fisher. Jemai Springfield on the and Tommy Foster are the corners. Sean Daly in at free safety. Second down and call it a long 9. 4 wide again. McDermott back to pass. Looking, has time, looking left. Under pressure now, steps away from it, and then he is scrambled for it, and the ball on the ground. No, but they've got him sacked back at the 30-yard line. He'll lose 2. Brandon King in the hunt there, and they'll spot it back at the 29. Loss of 3 on the play. Brings up third down and about 12. Nice work there by the Panther pass rush, but terrific coverage, too. It looked like he had plenty of time to throw it, Mike.
Yeah, definitely a coverage sack. There, you know, he just had nowhere to go with it, or he was too concerned to throw it.
Connolly split far to the right of the formation right here in front of us. Horvath on the right hip of McDermott from the last hash on third down and 11. Back to pass. Looking. They keep Horvath in for pass protection. Far to the throw to the far sideline. High over everybody's head. Fourth down upcoming. Jermai Springfield in coverage. Pass intended for Jack Trangin. And McDermott will stay on to punt. Fourth and 11. Nice work by the Panther defense. Chris Rossini and Tom Foster await the punt. Radnor moved it to the tune of one first down, and now we'll kick it away. McDermott awaits the snap at his 15, takes it, lets it go, and Hara almost got to it. Here's the line drive kick. It's going to be fielded by Foster. Makes one man miss, running into his own man. Bounces out to the right side, and now speed down that far sideline, 45, and out near midfield goes Tom Foster. Give him almost 20 on the return, and Panthers will start in excellent field position with Evan Atsevez, the senior quarterback, under center. Hunter Mazur and Makai Hill back in the lineup now at halfback. Zach Nulon is your fullback. Tight end John Harris. Split end is Tommy Foster. When we go with two tight ends, it'll be Dan Reeves wearing number 81. Center is Brian Dozier, Ryan Morrison, Rob Dubois, the guards. Lee Holbert and Ben McFetridge are your tackles. Split end to the left is Tom Foster. We'll get to the Radnor defense momentarily. Double wing on first down. Motion man is Hunter Mazur. He gives him ground on the jet sweep. He cuts up field and is hit met at the line of scrimmage there. No gain on the play. Good pursuit there by number 34 in white, Zach Wade. Up front for Radnor, Joaquin Halloran, Isaiah Coates, and Aiden Bermudez. They go with five linebackers. They'll bring him from all different directions. Ian Henkel, Charlie Connolly, Kyle Addis, Zach Wade, and Harrison Carter. Jack Trangin, Najee Fowler are your corners, and Teddy Gerton is in at free safety in place of the injured number 19, Liam McCall. Second and 10. Motion man is Hill from left to right. Back to pass is Atsevez. Has some time. Steps into one. Wants it all. Deep down the middle. Foster is out there. There's a collision and incomplete. Foster wants a flag. None coming. Free safety playing center field out there and falls incomplete. It's third down and 10 now from midfield.
And it should be noted, Foster was extremely well covered. That would have had him in a perfect pass, and if it had been bobbled or something, could have been easily intercepted. So those are the kind of things that keep me up at night, actually.
That's all?
Well, among other things.
8:37 to play here in a scoreless first quarter. Panthers trying to take advantage of pretty good field position here. They started at the midfield stripe. They're still there on third down. Third and 10. Split end to the right is Foster, and now there's flags all over the place. Panthers had all sorts of confusion there, and they're going to back them up 5 yards. False start, and again, sloppiness early. Seems to be an ongoing theme here over the last couple weeks. Sloppiness against Springfield, and worse against Garnet Valley. But Panthers will try it again now, this time from their own 45, third and 15. Ridley on top of Conestoga, 10-0 in the second quarter. Academy Park has two scores against
Innerbro.
They're up 12-0. Here, third and 15. Back to passes, Atsevez. Has time. Looking. Good coverage downfield. Has Foster, and it is deflected and juggled. Incomplete. Nearly intercepted. Foster nearly got it on the tip, but nice work there by 88 coming over from the free safety spot. Teddy Gerton to ultimately break it up at the 35-yard line. And Zach Nulon on to punt. So the Panthers can't take advantage of a short field, and three and out they go. Nulon averaging about 39 yards per punt. He's been terrific all season. Number 12 is Kyle Addis, standing deep at about the 10-yard line, awaiting the punt. Luke Healy checks into the game here for the Panthers, and Nulon awaits the punt snap. Snap is a good one. No pressure, and Nulon booms one. Wobbler towards the left sideline and is going to roll out of bounds inside the 20 here, and then collision here after the play, and no flags, but 17 at the 17 is where Radnor will start, so give him 33 on the punt, out of bounds inside the 20, so no return there. 8:24 to play here in the first quarter. Radnor gets it for a second time here. Keep you posted on other scores. CB East 5, CB West nothing. Not baseball score. There's a field goal and a snap out of the end zone for a safety. East on top there. I'll try to keep you other updated around Delaware County here in a moment. Two receivers, tight end to the right, and two backs. Gives to Horvath. Stretch play to the left side, and he's going absolutely nowhere. Nice work there by the Panthers. They swallow him up quickly. Holbert got off his block. Nice job by Ryan Morris at the point of attack to hold up his man. Second down and 10 upcoming. So, nice work here for the Panthers.
Yeah, it seems to me both teams are trying to feel a few things out. I mean, obviously, Radner's passed a few times without much success. Havens tried the same thing. Not running game isn't doing much for either team at this stage of the game.
Three wide receivers to the left. I'm sorry, to the right of the formation. Back to pass, and he's looking that way, and they fire on the slant. It is Connolly who's got it for first down yardage out to the 32-yard line. Gain of 15. Belleville on the stop, along with Makai Hill, and trips there, and in talking to the coaching staff beforehand, they said, boy, that slant routes to Big 7 could be trouble. Connolly at 6'4", 225, very good hands. Not a guy who's going to run away from everybody, but speed good enough to get open.
Slant routes to a big guy. Wait, let me think about that for a minute.
There we go. First and 10 from the 32. Two receivers either side. Give inside. This is Nyer Williams, and he's going nowhere. Dubois got him along with Ryan Morris right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a half a yard to be generous. Brandon King in the mix as well. Missing Pete Fulginetti tonight. Thoughts are with him and his family as they have a family services after a death in the family. So we miss you, Pete. We'll see you next week at Marple Newtown.
Yeah, well, you miss him because it's an inconvenience. Me, I'm having a nervous breakdown here.
We'll try to keep it together here for Mike. Second down and a long nine from their own 33. Bunch formation, trips left. Single to the right. Back to pass, looking left is McDermott under heavy pressure now, rolling, trying to get away from Holbert, steps around him, and Harris got him back at the 23. Big 89 with his fourth sack of the season. Buries him for a loss. Great job by Holbert to break down the pocket, and Harris there to clean up.
Well, that was also very much a covering sack. I mean, he tried. He got away a few times. He was looking for somebody to throw it to. Just nobody was even close that he felt comfortable with. So that's very much a coverage sack right there.
Two sacks already for the Panther defense tonight. And now third down and 20. Can't give up the big play here. Trips to the right. Single receiver left and back to pass. Looking again, looking for that slant. It's high and it's going to be intercepted. Going the other way. Has some room and a convoy. 20, 15, cuts inside. And touchdown, Tommy. We'll take it to the house. Pass overthrown, and Foster will go 38 yards with the score. Panthers on the board with 5:48 to play in the first. Third interception of the season for Foster. The first one that he's run back for a score. First defensive touchdown of the season for the Panther D. And Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point. Well, we said, watch that slant route. That one just delivered a little too high. Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point. Evan Atsevez to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Young is up and good. 5:48 to play in the first, and the Panthers trying to claw their way into the District 1 playoffs. Off to a good start midway through the first. Be back in a moment. See if Radner can answer on Haven.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Well, a sack on second down put him in third and forever. Radner took a shot down the field, a little overthrown, and Tom Foster makes him pay. 40 yards with a pick six, and the Panthers on top 7-0 midway through the first quarter. Trying to finish this tweet here, Mike.
You're trying to finish tweet. I'm trying to get the stats done.
Lots going on here
lots
in the booth.
Lots going on. Here we go with the kick.
Emmett Young has it teed inside the left hash. He approaches and a wobbler. Headed towards the sideline. It's going to take a sideways bounce and out of bounds. An illegal procedure here. That's the first out of bounds kickoff, I recall, on the season for Strathaven. But Radnor will start in pretty good field position then, and Panther defense right back on the field. So there is some weather concern here tonight. Breezy. It's cool. It was, you know, near 80 degrees during the day today, and I heard it's supposed to go down to 50 sometime tomorrow. But in the meantime, not a factor just yet, but the wind's starting to pick up a little bit. There is concern about a possible thunder, well, not, maybe not thunder, but rain shower later on. Panthers with 10 men on the field. They hustle on their left. Formation. Give is to Horvath, who goes up the middle, and they've got him after a short gain. Maybe two for Horvath, and nice work there by Hara and Holbert on the stop. Brings up second down and about eight. So, as we mentioned, Horvath, quite a find last year for Tom Ryan and the Raiders. Just a sophomore, really got things going in the second half of the season and was off to a terrific start in game one, but has been injured since. Here, second down and eight. Receivers are split. Give inside, and right up the middle goes Horvath, and he's near first down yardage this time. Much better hole as he cut back to his left. It's going to bring up third down and two. Holbert on the stop again. And it'll bring up third down and two. Out at the 43-yard line now is as far as Radnor has moved it thus far. And third and short. See what the Panthers can do to get off the field here. Upper Moreland 13, Wissahickon nothing. No surprise there, but the Golden Bears trying to stay in the playoff hunt themselves. On third and two, two backs. Give inside. Horvath right up the middle and into the secondary across midfield for a first down to the Panther 48. Gain of nine that time, and Radnor running game starting to show a little life. Pretty good size line up front here for Radnor. They go 220 at center, 210 and 220 at the guards, but then 240 and 275 at tackle. You mix in Connolly as the tight end at 225, and Panthers match up reasonably well on paper, but Radnor on the move now, first and 10 at the Panther 49. Give inside, this time is to Williams, off right tackle for about two. Nice work by Daly and Morris on the stop for a gain after a gain of just two. So Nair Williams, 16 carries for 55 yards a week ago in a 10-0 victory over Conestoga. Radnor's come in winning two of their last three. Knocked off Harriton 3 weeks ago, 31-0. Lost a tight one and a tough one to Upper Darby, 10-7. And then hung on to beat Conestoga, 10-0 last Friday. Here we go, second down and eight, flags pre-snap, and I think you're going to get motion here against Radnor. We'll see. So could be another costly penalty. Oh, no, timeout pre-snap. Okay, so no penalty before the snap. Coach Tom Ryan wants to talk things over, so we'll take a short timeout with him. Be back in 30 seconds. Radnor moving it, but they trail right now 7-0. Panthers on top on senior night at junior at George L. King Field. Glad you joined us here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Second down and eight from the Panther 47. Motion man, this is Kyle Addis on the handoff. Looks to jump across the 45-yard line and down to the Panther 42. It's going to bring up third down and two. So Addis, the wingback, picks up a few. Brings up third down, too. Number 12, he's typically a wide receiver. Addis comes in with 15 catches, 151 yards on the season through the air. That time, kept it on the ground. Wade checks out. Horvath checks back in on third down and about three. Possibly four down territory here for the Raiders. Horvath on the left hip of McDermott in the gun. They give it to Horvath, looking for room off that right side. On the cutback, he's near first down yardage. I think he'll have it. It'll be really close. Maybe short. Nice work by Morris to come in on the stop. Ryan Morris, 14 tackles a week ago. And he's been in on several tonight. It's going to bring up fourth down. Fourth and inches. Horvath picked up just two. Seven carries, 24 yards for the junior. Fourth and inches. Bring in a different package now. Wade, Isaiah Coates. Harper split to the left. Trangian split to the right. Fourth and inches. Panther show blitz. Give up the middle, and he's going to dive for it. He'll be short. I think he'll be short. Belleville coming up the middle, and a lunge by Horvath I don't think is going to get him there. They'll spot this on the 40-yard line, call it a loss of one, and the Panthers will take over. First and 10. Big-time stop for the Panther defense. Nice work there by all 10 guys up front crashing through the middle. Big play, Mike.
You rarely see that in high school. You know, generally, if you've got, you know, a foot or less or 2 feet to go, you know, it's always a first down. So well done. They called that play out, really stuffed up the middle, had nowhere to go, and he did made his best effort to try to stretch for it.
Shotgun formation there, too. T formation here for the Panthers. Give is to Newline, who sheds a tackle and dives out to the 44-yard line. Four on the first carry of the night for number 32. Panthers ran just three offensive plays in so far in this game prior to that carry from Newline. They went three and out, kicked it away, and then Tom Foster's 40-yard interception return for a score has given the Panthers this 7-0 lead, 1:52 and counting to play here in the first. Second down and six from their 44. Two tight ends, wing T behind Atsevez. He turns and gives to Mazur. Off the left side, cuts back to his right into the arms of Isaiah Coates. But look at Mazur continuing to push his way forward out to the 47-yard line. Gain of three.
And
got brings up third down and three.
He got punished for it, too. He got hit pretty good. As a matter of fact, he's a little hurt, I think.
He's going to stay in the game, though. Seems all right. And it brings up third and about three. Panthers trying to get it across the 50-yard line for the first time tonight. They'll need that 50 to move the sticks.
As an offensive squad.
Yes.
Right.
Hara tight end to the right. Reeves to the left. Wing T look gives to Newline off the left side. He has room momentarily and then spins forward and I believe has himself a first down. It's going to be short. We're going to check the spot. It's going to be awfully close.
That was a face mask.
Wade had him by the helmet. Spun his way forward and that will move the sticks.
Ooh, good.
Needed three and maybe an inch. So out to the 50. And the Panthers will get four new cracks at it here with 58 seconds and counting to play in the first. Newline, still the leading rusher coming in, and second leading touchdown scorer in Delaware County. 12 touchdowns on the ground, though he hasn't visited the end zone in the last 2 weeks. On first and 10, Mazur off the left side, cuts back to his right and runs hard out across the 45 and down to the 43. Good work there by Mazur.
That was a nice run.
Gain of seven and very well blocked, Mike.
Yep. It was starting to open it up a little bit, and that's, of course, what we want to see.
25 seconds, 24 seconds and counting to play here in the first quarter. My guess is if they keep it on the ground, this could be the final play of the first quarter. Two tight ends again. Howard to the left, Reeves to the right. Wing left is Makai Hill on second down and short. Give is to Newline. First down and more. Nice shoestring tackle by Wade, where Newline's going for a bunch.
Yeah, he was very
patient. Yeah, very nice run there. Picks up four, moves the chains, and another Panther first down. They'll spot the ball, they'll restart the clock, and the Panthers will take this thing to the second quarter. And they will take a 7-0 lead with them. Silver and black on top after one quarter of play. Not much doing on the offensive side of the ball, but one big-time play on defense has the silver and black on top. Be back for second quarter action in a moment. Glad you're listening to HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Hans. Brian Carroll bringing it play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else tonight on havenfootball.net. Second quarter underway now. First and 10 from the 39. This is Nulon up the left side. Lots of room off that left edge, and he's undercut at the 28-yard line, but Nulon picks up 12 and a Panther first down. Had just one man to beat, but nice open field tackle by 22, Ian Henkel. Panthers down to the 27, and Nulon in the offense starting to get things in gear. 19 yards on just three carries now for the senior fullback.
Yeah, that was wide open. I think he was a little stunned by it. I think he started to stutter step. There's nobody even around him. He was expecting somebody to come and clip him. Illegal, just knock him down.
First and 10 from the 27. Same formation, two tight ends. Radner having trouble with it. Give inside is to Nulon. He spins his way through the arms of Connolly for a gain of a couple. We'll give him the 24-yard line, call it a gain of three. And my mistake earlier, I said just three carries. He's now up to five carries for 26 yards. Forgot that four-yard carry for a first down just before the end of the first quarter. We'll try to keep you posted on other scores in the area. Big one in the Del Valle League tonight. Academy Park 12, Interboro now on the board. 7, 12-7, Academy Park on top of Interboro. Here, 7-0 Strathaven, 2nd and 7 from the 24. Flags on the play pre-snap, and they're going to blow this dead pre-snap. I think the Panthers are going to get hit with a false start and move this into 2nd and 12. So
yeah, it really should be no play. I was going to say, because considering you're the third down with a loss, I would take waive the penalty.
Right.
But it's not going to be a choice.
Haverford on top of Lansdale Catholic, 14-7. They've reached halftime there.
Oh, it is declined. How do you decline a stop action play?
Yeah, that looked to be pre-snap that you had somebody moving forward.
It was definitely
pre-snap.
So
it's going to turn this into third down and about 10.
So where are they at?
Back to 27, 28 almost. All right, so third and 10 now for the Panthers. Four down territory. Back to give is to Nulon, and he's getting maybe a yard or two. Maybe a yard. Now you're looking at fourth and long. All right, fourth and 8. And from here, you'd be looking at about a 45-yard field goal, but Panthers will now go from here. Clock ticks. 10-10, 10:09 and counting to play here in the first half. 7-0, two tight ends. Jalen Thompson to the left, Hara to the right. Atsevez, motion man is Mazur, back to pass. Looking is Atsevez, looking. He wants it all, corner routed. Thompson is out there. It is knocked away in the end zone. Nice play by Jack Tranjan. Looking for Jalen Thompson about 8 yards deep in the end zone, and fourth and long falls incomplete. So the Panther defense has to come back on the field and take care of this 7-0 lead. Very promising drive there, but 2nd and 7, false start penalty disrupts it badly.
And then that last call, I've got to check that out.
They snapped the ball, and really nobody was ready. Atsevez tackled for a loss. But with everybody kind of standing around, I swore the side judge blew that dead before anything happened. But either way, Panther defense back on the field needing a stop. Snap and give inside is to 21, Horvath, and he has runs into a brick wall. Lee Holbert at the point of attack, and then his buddies come in to clean up there, Ryan Morris and friends. Second down upcoming after a gain of maybe one.
No, I don't think maybe.
Second down and 9 carries, 24 yards for Horvath. Panthers need a big stop here on second down. Three receivers to the left. They fire out to the right this time, and is knocked down by Jamai Springfield. Awfully close to jumping that route and going the other way. Jamai, terrific, terrific jump on that ball to knock it away. Roar from the crowd was, ooh, if he picks that off, and he was in the neighborhood to do it, he's going to go in untouched. Dangerous throw that time, and Jamai almost went the other way, has an interception on the season, nearly had his second. Third down and 9 from the 26. McDermott in the gun. Three receivers to his left. He looks that way, looking, has time, fires back to his right, has a man, it is juggled and incomplete.
No.
Incomplete, nearly coming down with it. Was number 2, Sean Malarkey. Nice work there by Springfield to jar it loose at the midfield stripe. Malarkey was the backup quarterback for several weeks. There, went right down the seam Ball delivered just a little bit high, couldn't haul it in. And the Panthers' defense holds. Three and out go the Raiders. Fourth and nine coming here, and the Panthers trying to get it back. Moving left to right here in this second quarter, Rossini and Foster await the punt at the 40. McDermott awaits the snap. It's a good one. He lets it go. High spiral. It's going to come to Foster with room at the 32-yard line. He's going to come up this near sideline, reverses his field, dances away from one man, still on his feet, and slung down at the 37-yard line. So Foster with about seven on the return. Nice work there by Jack Trangian, who broke up that pass in the end zone. Comes down and makes a good special teams tackle, and the Panthers will start it on the right hash mark at the 37-yard line, moving left to right here, leading by seven. 7-0, Panthers on top.
Yeah, and a defensive score, obviously, based on an interception run back. So
yeah.
Offense still is trying to find a score that tonight.
Two tight ends. Give on first down is to Mazur off that left side. Good pursuit from the Radnor defense, but good speed from Mazur. Turns a corner on that left edge, is undercut at the 45-yard line. Give him a gain of about eight. Nice work there by Mazur. They looked like they had that strung out pretty well.
Well, they were really racing it, but he managed to turn that corner, which was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he has some terrific wheels. He has run the sweep. Now second down. Oh, I guess he sat down earlier than that. They mark him back at the 42. Second down and five, rather. Two tight ends set again. Wing to the right is Mazur. Given this off this right edge is to Makai Hill for the first time tonight. He takes it to the 44. Brings up third down and about three. So Hill missed last week's Garnet Valley game on the offensive side of the ball. Stayed in there on the defensive side to the tune of eight tackles against the Jags a week ago. But good to see Makai back in there, not only running the ball, but he's an excellent he's turned himself into a pretty good, if not excellent, blocker. And
right.
A couple of specific plays where they really need that other wing to block, he blocks it well. Third down and three. From the 44, give on the ISO is to Nulon, and he's going nowhere. Mm. Wade and Connolly stack him up after maybe a yard, and it's going to be fourth and two. And nice work here by the Radnor defense holding their ground. So three and out. Pretty common theme here so far tonight.
Well, we called
Nulon on to punt it away.
We had expected an evenly played game, and boy, that's certainly what it's shaping up to be right now.
Both teams in the hunt for the playoffs know that they have a lot on the line. Now, Radnor, we'll talk about next week in a moment, but here, Nulon ready to kick it away. Addis awaits. Nulon, high wobbler. Addis is going to field it and dive forward. Dangerous decision there with three Panthers in front of him, but good hands by Addis to dive out to the 26-yard line. Good work there by Nulon to get it away. Good hang time.
I'm sorry, who grabbed that again?
Kyle Addis, number 12. But he'll put it down back at the 24. I guess maybe he had a knee down when he caught it. But Radnor, next week with Pencrest on the schedule. So, again, that for Radnor on paper seems like a very winnable game, but we'll see. First and 10 from the 24, backs on either side of McDermott. Give is to Horvath, and he runs into Holbert but bounces off him and spins his way for maybe a yard, but good pursuit and containment on that other side there by Morris. So Holbert has been awfully tough in the middle of that defense there. He is handling the inside of that line and doing a nice job to
both defenses are playing well, which obviously is reflected in the score of 7-0 and no offensive touchdowns.
Second down and a long nine from the 25. McDermott gives to Horvath one more time off the right tackle, and he is wrapped up nicely by John Hara. Maybe a yard more. Brings up third and a yard. Third down and eight, rather. Big 89 in on the stop, and he is, I have to say, Mike, it's been a long time since we've seen a defensive end up amongst the leading tacklers
yes.
on the team, and he
yes.
has been top two, three, or four all season long. He has been terrific.
And it'd be fun to have a stat that would show you how many tackles he made that was 5 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Right. Third down and 8. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right, and McDermott's back to pass. Looking out to his left. Under heavy pressure now. There's going to be a flag, probably a hold. Pass is completed and stepping away from people. And for first down yardage momentarily is number 14, Jack Tranjan. And this is going to come back. Good pursuit from Rob Dubois. The guy who was blocking him just absolutely locked him up back at the 19-yard line. So the Panthers will absolutely take the penalty here. Third down and 8 is going to turn into third and forever. Wait till they march this one off and we'll figure it out. But
it's a spot foul, so.
This was well in the backfield. They're going to put the football down at about the 10-yard line. So this is going to turn into third down and 24.
That was a 16-yard penalty when everything's said and done.
Yeah, well, a net loss of much worse than that is the completion to Tranjan wiped out. That would have had him first and 10 out near the 40. Instead, third down and 10 from the 20, third down and 25 from the 10. Back to pass, looking, deep down the middle. Has a man out there, but incomplete. Well covered there. Foster and Daly, good coverage. Under and over Connolly, and the pass well overthrown. And Radnor now will punt it away from their own end zone. So McDermott just 2 out of 7 throwing it so far with one interception.
And this should put the Panthers in pretty good field position. The punt, they should easily be on Radnor's side of the field.
I'd love to see 89 get in there and block,
block
one of these.
Yeah.
Huh? McDermott takes the snap. He lets it go quickly. Good kick. It's going to come to Rossini, who takes it on the back pedal. No, it bounces away from him. It's going to roll dead at the Panther 42.
Misjudge that, but better let it roll dead than let it bounce off of you.
Panthers with some costly special teams mistakes a week ago. This one, not as costly. Oh, but you're going to get a flag here? Flag over on near the far hash at about the 28-yard line, and we'll see what this means. We'll see what this looks like. This could be trouble for Strathaven, depending on what the call is here. All right, 5:40 to play here in the first half. 7-0 Panthers on the strength of a 40-yard interception return for a score by Tommy Foster. Holding on Strathaven during the kick. So this will back it up from where the punt was downed at the 42. So 10 yards back, they'll put it back at the 32-yard line. And the Panthers will keep possession of the ball and try it again on the offensive side of the ball. As Mike has mentioned a couple times, no offensive touchdowns just yet. Just one interception return for a score from Foster. And lots of three and outs in between. Foster split end to the left. Wing to the left is Makai Hill. Back to passes at Cevez, under pressure, rolling to his left, flag on the play, probably holding. Foster makes the catch, dances away from one man, now back up the middle of the field and tripped up at the 41. And then a flag comes in late. This is going to be probably post-play here. Let's see. All right, you're going to get a holding in the backfield. You're going to get something near the end of the play as well. This might offset and try this whole thing again. But jailbreak there. And they just tried for a quick out there, but not much going on in terms of pass protection. In fact, holding is the call there. But all right. Now, if they say the flag was post-play, they might march off 10 and then tack on something afterwards. Let's see. Holding against Strathaven. And then a dead ball, unsportsmanlike, against Radnor. So they're going to. I think they're going to back this up. They're going to back it up 10 from the spot of the foul, march it forward 15, and it's going to turn into first down in about 6. First down. Yeah, first down. It'll be first down. They accepted the holding penalty, so first down in about 6. Yep, here we go. All right, Brian Dozier over the football, and the referee's still talking this over. I want to make sure that they're squared away. So it was post-play, unsportsmanlike, unnecessary roughness. So, after all of that, the Panthers end up with the football at their own 37.
Right, and they're now...
All right. 18-7, Interboro on top, or trailing Academy Park. Off the right side and running room. Nice work there from Newland to pick up 5 or 6. And another low tackle, 14 diving in on the stop. That's Tranjan. He's shooting low to make those tackles, and not a bad decision, really. You know, rather than take on the fullback up high, but tumbling forward after a gain of maybe six. Nulon, seven carries, 33 yards, and the Panthers will snap it at their own 43 now. Clock ticks as we approach the five-minute mark of this second quarter. Split end to the left is Foster. On a quick hitter to Nulon, and he is going nowhere. In fact, backwards for a yard. Great job by Coates just blowing up the play. Isaiah drops him for a loss of one.
And that's exactly what he did. He stuffed up the hole, and Nulon had nowhere to go and literally tripped over him trying to get around him.
Isaiah Coates, defensive end. Foster's not the biggest guy you're going to see out there, but 6 foot, 195, and extremely quick.
Foster's coming out a little gimpy. I think he hurt himself in that one run that was called back.
Foster will walk it off. Split end to the left this time is Makai Hill. Slot left is Zach Nulon. Toss play, and looking for running room is Hunter Major. He's got lots of room and good speed across midfield. First down and more on that far sideline. Run out of bounds at the Radnor 45. So nice work there on a fullback toss. 13 for Mazur, who's up to 31 yards now on his five carries. He has some wheels, doesn't he?
Yep.
If they can get him going in space.
You almost see the little smoke come out of the shoes when he hits his accelerators.
Elsewhere, Upper Dublin trying to stay near the top of 5A playoff contention. We'll get to that score in a moment. Off the left side, this is Nulon into the secondary for a gain of seven more, and the Panthers starting to assert their will up front here. Gain of seven for Nulon. Wade on the stop.
And we should mention that it's currently 7-0 Strathaven.
Yes.
We have a few people who like to walk away from their computer so they can't see the score. And they're upset right. They got to keep running back to the computer. They must have it turned up very loud. But there you go. 7-0, everybody.
Second down and three. From the 37 now. Split end to the right is Foster. Wing to the right, and they go with an I formation. Tailback is Makai Hill, and he goes up the middle for maybe a yard. Not much doing there as they run the I for the first time. And Hill sets up third down and three. Coates on the stop again. Upper Dublin 21, Happer Horsham 14. So Upper Dublin, again, trying to stay near the top, probably top three seeds if they run the table here at the 5A level. All right. Chris Thomas for Interboro has over 100 yards rushing in the first half. But still, it's 18-7 Academy Park on top over there. Here, third and a long two. Gives a Nulon off the left side. His second effort's going to get him there. Nice work there. Contact was near the line of scrimmage, but he tumbles across the 35 to the 33. Gain of four more, and that'll move the sticks and keep the Radnor defense on the field. Starting to see a few hands on the hips now for Radnor, and Panthers maybe can take advantage here if they keep things moving with 2:32 and counting to play here in the first, or in the second, first half, rather. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. Back to pass. Atsevez looking, firing the out, looking for Foster. Reaches up and grabs it, and he is wrestled down inside the 20. That'll be first down yardage. Foster's first catch of the night. Goes for 14 and a Panther first down. Tom Foster, a week ago, was the Delco Player of the Week at his position, thanks to six catches for 62 yards and a touchdown against Garnet Valley, and that's the first completion of the night for Atsevez. First and 10 from the 19. Foster split end to the left. Tight end to the right is Hara. Motioning right to left is Mazur. Flag on the play, and there's going to back him up. Ouch. Goodness gracious. You hear stomping upstairs. The Panthers making silly mistakes pre-snap. Again. Again. First and 15 as they back it up to the 24. Inside of 2 minutes, Atsevez jogs in the play. Reeves checks in as a second tight end. Foster checks out. And Dozier's over the football. Wing T look. No, offset eye here. Still confusion. Nulon sets up as a split end to the right. Toss play to Makai Hill. He's got some room. He cuts it back and flag on the play. This is going to come back too. Goodness gracious. Coach Clancy is ready to throw something on the sideline.
He knew before the ball was snapped that everything was all screwed up. Why he didn't call timeout, I don't know.
Yeah.
That would have been the move to make.
I think you're just going to get a... I don't know if you're going to get a holding penalty or if there's formation issues beforehand.
Well, there
but
were two
see.
Flags that they
yep.
had thrown.
Hill.
And based on the time, I think it were two different penalties.
1:33 to play here before halftime. They had it first and 10 at the 19, and now they're going to back it up all the way out to the 34. First down over. All right. Clock will tick.
First and 25, which is kind of irrelevant with a minute and a half left. But
Atsevez brings in the play from the 34-yard line. 1:22 and counting. Panthers two tight end set. Mazur is the wing back. They give it to Nulon off the left side, and he goes for just a couple. Down to the 31. The Panthers have timeouts in the pocket here. O'Connor's going to check in. Nulon checks out. Clock ticks. Hill is going to check out, rather. Foster in. Jalen Thompson checks out. All
awful
right.
lot of time.
A lot
here,
of
guys.
Time, and still with three timeouts in their pocket. Second down and 23. Split end to the left is Foster. Back to pass Atsevez. Blitz coming, and they've got him a little flip, and it's going to be a flag. And ow, Atsevez seems to be in trouble here. He was grabbed by the shirt collar. You might end up with a horse collar tackle here.
Be an illegal receiver, though.
Well,
too.
Yeah, that, I mean, the pass hit Lee Holbert as Atsevez tried to shovel it forward. All right, let's see. Unless they say Atsevez was down first, you're going to get holding against Strathaven. All right, they have gone from bad
to unbelievably
to worse. But really, you know, they were moving it well all the way down to the 19-yard line after the completion of Foster. And now, with just 40 seconds left, still have all their timeouts. My guess is you turn this into second down and forever, or Coach Ryan will say, no, we'll take third and 20-something.
Yeah.
All right. Coach Ryan probably needs an explanation as well why that pass that hit Lee Holbert isn't an illegal touch, hitting as that pass hit an ineligible receiver. We'll see here. Coates is going to point
to
the referees, and they're going to move this all the way back to the Radnor 48-yard line. Panthers need the 9 for a first down.
Yeah.
So it's second down and
48. I'm sorry, second and 39.
Second and 39. Second and 39. Dozier over the ball.
Think he'll throw it?
Split end to the right. Back to pass. Atsevez looking. Firing to the out. Incomplete. High over the head. Good thing it was overthrown. Is very good coverage there from Jack Henry. It's intended for Tom Foster. So, second down. I'm sorry, third down upcoming now.
Third and 39. How often have we seen that this year?
I'm wondering if you just you take your deep shot here or just run the ball and force some timeouts here. Panthers will get the ball to start the second half. Foster, split end to the left. Motion man is Mazur. And Atsevez, quick hitter to Nulon. He's got some running room momentarily, and he takes it down to the 42. Clock continues to run, and now Coach Ryan's going to call timeout here. All right, Radnor will call timeout. Let's try to save something on the clock here before halftime, as Panthers in fourth and forever will need to kick it away. So 22 seconds to play before half. Coach Clancy's going to get the special teams unit together and make sure that the snap and the punt and everything else goes well here for 22 more seconds. So Nulon picks up about 5 on that last carry. But not an inspiring performance for the offense thus far.
I'll tell you, you know, they got rolling and then they just start a completely fall apart, which, I mean, formations were not done properly, you know.
Yeah, silly formation penalties. I mean, again, there's effort penalties where, all right, holding, that's going to happen sometimes.
Right,
you're going to get, you know, an illegal block once in a while. But pre-snap, that's a matter of concentration and on many levels.
I'm really surprised that Coach Clancy didn't call a timeout. Obviously, his team needed it just to reset itself.
All right.
But, well, you know, that's gone. So
here we
do.
Nulon awaits the punt snap. Addis awaits punt inside the 10. Radnor will come after it, letting it go and nearly getting to it, but nice job by Nulon to get it away. Spiraling kick, it's going to hit inside the 10 and bounce out of bounds at the 7. Tremendous work from Nulon.
He is something else.
35 on the punt, no return, and down inside the 10 at the 8. So 15 seconds to play before half. Panthers trying to come up with one more defensive stop and then get themselves to halftime with a 7-0 lead. And get the football back to start the second half. Big game over in Springfield. Jacob Buttermore has scored to tie the game at 14. Garnet Valley and Springfield are knotted early in the third quarter.
Oh, that's a good one.
Marple Newtown up 36-0 on Harrington at half. Here's McDermott. Give inside to Horvath, and he is slung down by Holbert. No gain on the play, and Holbert has been absolutely terrific at defensive tackle here in this first half. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and the teams will take it to halftime. Wow. All right. One big-time play by the Panther defense to put them on the board. Lots of good plays in between to keep Radnor off the scoreboard otherwise. But Radnor, terrific job themselves, slowing down this Panther offense to the tune of 0 offensive points after 24 minutes of regulation. Stick with us. We'll be back after a few words from some of our terrific sponsors.
And then we'll have to take Pete Folgenetti's job and handle the halftime report.
Yes. Mike will probably sing a song for us.
That's right.
And I'll check some scores from around District 1. We might even just crank up the field mic and listen to the Strathaven marching unit as much as anything. But in the meantime, thanks for joining us live or on the archive. 7-0 Strathaven at halftime. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Folgenetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them.
Okay, and welcome back, George L. King Field, where the score is Panthers 7, Radnor 0. Pete is not here because he is attending a family viewing sort of kind of thing. We spoke last week about the fact that his nephew, Michael Fulgenetti, passed away from ALS, which was a terrible, terrible disease. And that's where he is today and tomorrow. So Brian and I are going to try to handle this ourselves. So obviously we will not be talking about the Eagles other than say, I told you so. but other than that, background noise is the remarkable 400-plus member Strathaven Marching Band in their full glory. We say this, you only got one game left, and you have to go away now to Marple Newtown next week.
Let's hope it's more than one, Mike.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, if you've delayed this long already,
yeah,
then you got to get out here and see this. It's worth the $5 price of admission. Real quick, though, I do want to bring up, I promise I would do this. Tomorrow, come support the Class of 17 post-prom this Saturday. That's tomorrow, 10:22, at the middle school parking lot for a Lincoln test drive from 9 to 4. Nothing to buy and no sales pressure. Simply drive a new Lincoln around the block, and Springfield Lincoln Ford will donate $20 to the post-prom. We hope to raise $8,000 if we have enough drivers. Should only take about 15 minutes of your time. That's tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 until 4. So if you've been looking at a Lincoln, looking at luxury cars, or just wanted to always drive one, tomorrow would be a good day and make it a good cause, because the post-prom committee will get $20 for your effort. And you can even donate money while you're there if you want. But that's another story.
Perfect. All right. Well, before we come back to the Strathaven Radnor first half and the highlights and discussion regarding that, give you a few score updates as we talk about the playoff picture. Again, we posted this on the website earlier in the week regarding where the standings are right now. Springfield on top at 8-0. Academy Park right there next to them at 8-0. Those two, I would expect, will, regardless of what happens tonight and thereafter, still will probably end up as top three seeds at worst. Even if Springfield goes 0-2, I think they're still probably going to finish. If they finish 8-2, there's probably still top three, maybe four overall, given the strength of schedule with Garnet tonight and Haverford next week. Academy Park with Interboro, if they can get past that one tonight. Chichester next week, you would expect that they win. And so, again, I think you're looking at Academy Park at probably a 9-1 at worst if Interboro can come back tonight. Marple Newtown with Harrington tonight, Strathaven next week. You know, they could very well be 9-1 or 8-2 at worst. They're on top of Harrington right now, 36-0 at half. That's a mercy rule. That's basically a game that they've wrapped up already. So Marple Newtown at worst now could go 8-2. That's if Strathaven can pull the upset next week. So Marple probably a top three, maybe top or at worst a four seed. Upper Dublin is 6-1. They remember they only played 9 games, but Upper Dublin they're ahead of Happer Horsham 21-14 right now. Have Upper Moreland on deck next week. Upper Moreland may need a win next week to really solidify things. They'd need to pull the upset. But we'll get to them in just a moment. But Upper Dublin probably in the top four as well. After that, it gets very interesting. The Chessmont this year, Chessmont American, with the smaller schools, which is your Westchester East, Henderson, Shanahan, Unionville, Sun Valley, those schools all in the hunt here for playoffs. And they all play each other over these next couple weeks. If they spend time beating each other up, you may get a bunch of them at 5-5 or a few at 4-6. You might even get one or two at 3-7 and knock them out. But Henderson right now taking on Great Valley. We're trying like crazy to get a score update there. And maybe during our next break I can keep digging. But Henderson and Great Valley, that's a big one tonight. Henderson right now at the 5 seed, Great Valley at the 10, but that could flip-flop either way. Shanahan, Coatesville tonight, probably not going to go their way. Coatesville playing very well all of a sudden, but Shanahan at 6-2 has built up a pretty good spot. And Avengrove next week, I'm projecting them out to be 7-3. Shanahan very much in the hunt for probably a top 5-6 seed. Unionville with Octorara tonight and Sun Valley next week, they could very well be 7-3, and after an 0-2 start, you know, Unionville suddenly very much in the mix. Sun Valley, terrific start, but lost last week to drop them to 6-2. They have Ruston tonight, Unionville next week. They could fall all the way to 6-4 And, again, we were talking to the Strathaven coaching staff, saying that would be fun to play Sun Valley. You know, it's a team that's just down the road.
Right.
And see if there's maybe a matchup
as
in there.
As opposed to playing Springfield, which is also right down the road.
Right down the road, but right. But Springfield and Marple, again, the idea is, hey, wouldn't it be nice for a playoff game not to play a team that you've already played in the regular season, regardless of how good they are, just to get a different feel than to play Marple a second week in a row, perhaps, or to play Springfield for the second time in 4 weeks. So we'll see if the Panthers can get their wishes and maybe match up with a Sun Valley or a Shanahan or Unionville, just for a different look, if nothing else. Westchester East with Downingtown East tonight. They're at 4-4, a big win for them last week over Sun Valley, probably locked in their playoff spot by beating Sun Valley with 6 wins. That probably got them a home in the playoffs here. They're 4-6. If they finish 4-6, they still, at the moment, would probably project ahead of Strathaven or Radnor or Upper Moreland, even if Upper Moreland doesn't finish out and doesn't get to 5-5. So, again, they have a good number of bonus points. So, East with Downingtown East tonight, Henderson next week. That's not an easy schedule for them. They very well could lose their last two, but 4-6 probably still gets Westchester East a spot in the playoffs. Great Valley, 5-3, believe it or not, below 4-4 Westchester East based on strength of schedule. They have Henderson tonight, Kennett next week. I'm projecting Great Valley to finish 7-3 and probably in maybe that 6 or 7 seed range. Glen Mills 3-5 right now, just like Strathaven and just like Radnor. But they have Chichester tonight, Chester next week. Glen Mills could very well finish 5-5 based on things. And the Bulls could get in maybe in that 8-9-10 range and make a little noise in the first round, certainly. Ruston 4-4, really a slow start, a surprise to a lot of people how much they struggled early on. But Sun Valley tonight, Coatesville next week, they could very well, if they beat Sun Valley tonight, they could very well finish 5-5. If they finish 4-6, they, I think, will get in. They're right there with Strathaven and strength of schedule with Sun Valley with 6 wins and Coatesville also with 6 or 7 wins at least over the next couple weeks. I think Ruston probably gets in at 4-6. Strathaven, we talked about it already, 4-6 probably almost definitely gets them in. 3-7 probably not. So they have to hold on against Radnor tonight. And then, again, if they can pull the upset next week over Marple, Strathaven could very well be in the hunt for maybe an 8, 9, 10 seed borderline home game if they get some help.
Well, that and also, when you're in the middle of the pack, you're playing other middle-of-the-pack teams in the first round.
Right.
You have a shot at not just going out for the first team. If you come into the game as a 15, 16 seed, you're going to play the top two or three
right.
teams, and that's going to be a tough game to play.
Radnor in the same boat as Strathaven, basically. 3-5. A win tonight would almost assuredly get them in. They have Pencrest next week, so a split. If they go 4-6, I think they get in. If they go 3-7, probably in trouble. If they can't come back against Strathaven tonight and fall to Pencrest a week from now, Radnor could still be on the outside looking in. And this is a team that's trying for their first ever playoff berth. This is a great chance to do it. You have a winnable game tonight, certainly 7-0 at halftime, and Pencrest a week from now really could help them assure themselves of their first ever playoff spot. Upper Moreland 4-4. They have Wissahickon tonight, and at last glance they were up 13-0. So we will try to get a score update from Upper Moreland, and then a really tough one with Upper Dublin next week. So Upper Moreland, I'm projecting out at 5-5. 5-5 solidly gets them in the playoffs. I know they, at 4-4, trail in the point race right now behind Ruston and Strathaven and Radnor, but 5-5 Upper Moreland would get them in. Chichester. Right now, if the playoffs started today, Chichester would be in, but with Glen Mills and Academy Park tonight and next week, Chichester at 3-6 would not get in. They would not have a chance. So they have to pull two big-time upsets to get in, and they have a really, really tough schedule in front of them. Speaking of tough schedules, Chester at 2-6 right now, but Penwood tonight, Glen Mills next week. That is awfully tough sledding for the Clippers.
Yep.
Big win in week one over Haverford. They've only won one time since, so I think Chester will project out at 2-8 and be out. Kennett, on the other hand, 3-5, the 18 seed right now, have what I see is a very winnable game tonight against Oxford. And then Great Valley next week, a lot tougher. I project them almost like we do Strathaven, to say tonight should be a win if they do well and play well. Next week will be very tough. So that if that falls that way, Kennett would finish 4-6 and very much on the bubble. 4-6 may get them in, may not, depending on strength of schedule points and so forth. Now, Phoenixville and Upper Merion right now, Upper Merion at 2-6 and in trouble, and they have Upper Moreland next week. Upper Merion, I don't think, has any shot, even if they get to 4-6. I don't think they have enough bonus points to jump ahead of enough teams. That being said, they can play spoiler tonight. Phoenixville at 3-5. If they were to lose tonight at Upper Merion and no game scheduled next week, 3-6 would not get them in. They need to win this game tonight. And at last glance, Upper Merion was hanging tough. They were tied last we saw. So I'm trying like crazy to get a score update from Upper Merion and Phoenixville for that bottom seed. Now, Pencrest has Lower Merion and Radnor. They could very well finish 4-6, and that's another team that maybe gets in. Pencrest, again, if they beat Lower Merion this weekend, can pull, you know, maybe a slight upset against Radnor. They could leapfrog and maybe get themselves in as well. So it's not all hope not lost there.
Well, the interesting thing we have to consider, too, remember, our last game, our bonus game, is with Phoenixville at Phoenixville.
Right.
And that's in 2 weeks from now. And, of course, if we're in the playoffs, that game is canceled. Or if Phoenixville is in the playoffs, that game is canceled. So not only might we not make the playoffs, but we may end our season against Marple Newtown on next week.
That's right. So we'll have to see. We'll know a lot more over the next 24 hours, certainly. What we do know, Mike, is that we are broadcasting something that weekend of November 4th. We hope like crazy that it's a Strathaven playoff game.
Sure.
If not, it will be some other Delaware County team, or it could be Strathaven Phoenixville.
Right.
For that bonus game, that Week 11 game between two teams, if they're both not in the playoffs. But again, we'll do our very best to project out as best we can. Quick update here: Kennett trails Oxford 16-6. All if right. Oxford wins that game, Kennett is all but done. They're going to be out. And that would be a bit of a stunner there if Oxford can hang on against Kennett. I thought that would be a winnable game for them, especially with a tough game next week on the Kennett schedule. So we'll see. Maybe they can come back. Ridley up 13-0 on Conestoga at halftime. Council Rock South up on top of Bensalem. A little bit of a surprise there. Bensalem actually in the hunt for the 6A playoffs for the first time in years. 4-4 the Owls, but trying to turn things around right now, trailing by a touchdown.
Tell you what, let's go to a break.
Perfect.
Then we'll come back for the second half.
Yep.
We'll do a little more research, see what other information we have. We'll talk a little about the game coming, about the second half of the game for Strathaven, and we'll be back. So you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies. The medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Moments away from second half action and a couple other score updates in the meantime. Garnet Valley has taken the lead on Springfield, 21-14 in the third quarter. So Jacob Buttermore has found the end zone three times tonight, and the Jags trying to solidify not only their playoff seed, but throw the Central League title, keep the Central League title hunt wide open. Ridley needing some help to stay in the hunt there. And, of course, Springfield-Haverford next week would end up being a very big game as well. But Garnet with a win tonight over Springfield would be in very good shape for playoff position if they can beat a team with eight wins already. So we'll keep an eye on that one from over on Leamy Avenue. Closer game than expected right now. Ridley on top of Conestoga, 13-0. So Conestoga winless, and Ridley struggling tonight with the Pioneers on the road in Berwyn. A couple other Delco teams, especially in the Central League, will play tomorrow. Pencrest Lower Marion is tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Upper Darby, a non-league game tomorrow at Archbishop Wood. Not an easy task for the Royals to go up to William Tennant High School in Warminster. One other big game in the Del Valdemar, Penwood-Chester. Chester with a win over Penwood would be right back in the playoff hunt. Penwood trying to stay alive and hope for help still in the Del Val title chase. They would need Innerborough to come back on Academy Park. Right now, Academy Park 18, Innerborough 7. One other score update. With 5A playoff implications and even 6A in terms of seeding. Coatesville 21, Bishop Shanahan 7. Not unexpected, but Shanahan could fall to 6-3 and still be in very good shape for the playoffs. But Avongrove next week, my guess is Shanahan ends up 6-7-3 and still with a home game in week one of the playoffs. So Glen Mills, Chichester still open, hoping for a score update there. But here, 7-0 Strathaven. Your scoring summary is one play big. Tom Foster with a 40-yard interception return at the 5:48 mark of that first quarter has given Strathaven a 7-0 lead, and that's where we stand. And it was set up by a big-time play. Lee Holbert with pressure up the middle. John Harrow with a sack, loss of 9, put Radnor in a third and forever. It was third and 20 and had to throw it down the field, take their shot. Ball overthrown slightly and right into the lap of Tom Foster, who went the distance. So, again, some big plays consecutively there for the defense as they got it going there. Evan Atsevez in the first half, just 1-for-5, thrown at 14 yards. That completion into the arms of Tom Foster. Zach Newline, the leading rusher, 11 carries for 48 yards. Hunter Mazur, 5 carries for 31. Mekhi Hill, 2 carries for 3 yards. Atsevez, a loss of 3 on his one carry on kind of a busted play, whistle, confusion type thing. Radnor, just 2-of-7 throwing it for Pat McDermott for 26 total yards and that interception that was returned for a score. His receptions, one catch apiece for Big 7, Charlie Connolly, and number 12, Kyle Addis. McDermott was sacked twice for a loss of 12 in the first half. 27 yards rushing for Jack Horvath on 11 carries in his return to action tonight. Nyjer Williams with 2 carries for 2 yards. Kyle Addis, 1 carry for 5 yards. Panthers trying to get things set up here for a big return. Hunter Mazur waits at the 10-yard line, flanked by Jemiah Springfield to his left and Tom Foster to his right. And we see Dylan Van Dusen, the sophomore kicker for Radnor, on the field for the first time tonight. He'll tee it up and get the Raiders ready to go downfield here for a kick. Kick coverage here. 3 dangerous return men stand deep for the Panthers. Van Dusen has the second half underway. Line drive kick's going to come right to Hunter Mazur at the 12-yard line. Looking for room straight up the middle. Gets one block, dances away from one man, pushes out across the 30 to the 32, where he's met there by number 66 for Radnor. That's Joe Riley. So the senior Riley on the stop, and the Panthers will start at the 33-yard line, moving right to left here as we start this third quarter and trying to get some kind of rhythm going on offense. They showed flashes, Mike. Couldn't string enough plays together.
They've really just not been able to keep a consistent game going, and boy, they really need it. This is not enough points to make any difference. I mean, 7, which they scored on defensive interception, they have got to drive the ball and score because I think it's just a matter of time before Radnor gets into the end zone.
Jemiah Springfield checks in at halfback. Hunter Mazur checks out. First and 10 from the 33. Brian Dozier over the ball. 11:53 to play here in the third quarter, and the Panthers are ready to go. Foster split end to the right. Motion man is Jemiah Springfield. They give it to him on the jet sweep, and Jemiah turns inside and is belted. He is ripped down there by Zach Wade and Charlie Connolly. Took a big hit, but forward progress will get him out to the 34. Gain of a yard for Springfield. They ran jet sweep with him once or twice last week against Garnet Valley with limited success, but Springfield had a big 50-yard kick return a week ago that set up a Panther touchdown late in that first half. Here, second down and a long 8. Atsevez under center, wing T behind him. Foster split end to the right, back to pass, looking to his right, fires out there, and Foster's got it, makes the grab at the 40, and is near first down yardage on the far sideline. We'll check the spot. I think he's going to be inches short. We'll see. It's going to be short. All right. Gain of 7 for Foster on his second catch of the night. And again, there's a lot to be said for get him the football in space and see if he can make a move. And, hey, 7 yards at a time, that'll work.
I'm all in favor of that. I mean, that's what I think is the plan suggests, is keep throwing it until they can't, you know, you can't get it to him anymore.
Third and a yard. 9-man front here for Radnor. Give us to Newline, who sheds a tackle and pushes his way to the 47-yard line. Good second effort for Newline and a Panther first down.
Almost got caught in the back. Almost got caught, but his legs just keep driving. Good for him.
Matt McHugh on the stop. He'll spot it down to the 46, and Atsevez will bring in the play. Panthers on the move. Drive started at their own 33. Opening drive of this third quarter. Upper Marion has taken the lead on Phoenixville. Big surprise there, 21-14. Here, 7-0 Strathaven, first and 10. They shift. Tight end to the left. Wing to the left is Mazur. Back in the game. Mazur with the football. Who was that wing back? That was O'Connor in there as a wing left. But good work there by Kyle Addis. And 62, Matt McHugh at the point of attack there. And Radnor holding up nicely on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think there's some blocking issues. I just don't think we're taking advantage of what we have, which is be able to sweep on a regular basis. We always want to pound the ball up the middle, and I just... Yeah.
3-man front for Radnor and 5 stand-up linebackers, maybe giving them some confusion here. I formation, gives to Mazur, bounces out to the left, runs through Connolly momentarily, and is grabbed down by the boy. Good strength there from Connolly. Just had a hand on his sleeve. One hand by the sleeve or else Mazur's going a long way. And those are the football out to the midfield stripe now. Third down and 6. Mazur with 35 yards on 7 carries. Atsevez brings in the play. We'll keep you posted on other scores as we get them. Haverford up on Lansdale Catholic 24-7. West Catholic up on McDevitt 12-0. Here, third down and six from midfield. And flags. You're going to get a delay here. Line judge. And you're going to get a delay here. Panthers taking their time, but taking a little too much time. And now back to the 45 they go. Third and 11. I'm kind of glad I've not kept track of the pre-snap penalties tonight. But there have been way too many. Way too many. They'll back it up to the 45.
Seven penalties for 62 yards.
And I don't know how many of them pre-snap. Right. Ouch. Wing T behind Atsevez. On third and 10, gives it a major sweep to the left side, needs a block and gets it. Turns the corner, trying to stay in bounds, and he is bangs his way down to the 40-yard line. He lays the wood to number 12, Addis. And a big run for Mazur on third and 11. Give him 13 and a Panther first down. Terrific block.
Wow.
Coming around the edge there by 53, Luke Healy. Pulling guard, gave him some room, and Mazur's legs did the rest. 48 yards on eight carries now for Mazur. And a couple of big plays on the edge. Dubois checks out. Morris checks in at guard. Healy in there as well. First and 10 at the 41. Wing T look, gives to Newline off the left side. He's going to push his way, stays low, and gets underneath Connolly to drive him down to the 36. Gain of five. Nice work there.
That was impressive. Because he just kept moving his legs, and literally, as the guy tried to tackle him, he lifted him off the ground. Newland did.
Yep.
Just stood up more straight, took the guy's legs out from under him, and just carried him for another 3 or 4 yards.
Low man wins, right? Good pad level from 32 there. Got underneath and drives it down to the 36. Gain of five and second down and five. Two tight ends. Newland off the left side again. Sheds a tackle momentarily, but Wade there to wrap him up with Coates and Carter on the stop, so no gain. Give him a yard on the play. And brings up third down and four. Harrington on the board midway through the fourth quarter, but Arpel Newtown in control there. Running clock situation, 36-8. The Tigers trying to get back on the winning side of things for a second week in a row. All right, stick with us here now. Third down and four. Probably four down territory, but the Panthers trying for that sweep again off the left edge is Mazur. Flag is going to come. Flag comes in very late in the backfield, holding, and it's going to back him up. You're going to end up with instead of a first down near the 30-yard line, Panthers are going to turn this into third down and about 15, I think. Well, we'll see. Starting to rain. Look at that. You know, I was getting tweets here just saying that, hey, it's raining in other places around District 1, and we've been fortunate so far not to see it. 7:51 to play here in the third.
I'm glad you didn't say that because then I want to blame this on you.
7:51 to play here in the third. 7-0 Strathaven. And now, starting to rain. Third and 16. Wing T look behind Atsevez. He's back. He's looking. He's firing to the outside. Has his man Foster out there. Is incomplete. Had a finger on it near the 41, but the Panthers drive stalls again thanks to a couple of untimely penalties. So, new line on to punt, and the defense will have to do their job to keep track of this, make sure this 7-0 lead holds up midway through the third.
Yeah, which is a scary thought because I don't know how well you're going to hold that on Radnor.
Newline to kick it away. Addis waits at his 10. Newline with a heavy pressure does get it away and a tremendous kick. High spiral. Addis is going to make the catch at the 10-yard line. Good work there from Newline to get rid of it. 38 on the punt. No return at their 10-yard line. And again.
Who caught that? 12, right?
Yep. Third time tonight that Newline has pinned Radnor inside their 20, and second time from the 10-yard and in. Well, other teams getting hit with penalties, too. Innerborough was at the 5-yard line of Academy Park and then got hit for a personal foul call. So, silly mistakes not just confined to George L. King Field tonight. First down gives to Horvath, who pushes his way out to the 17-yard line. Nice work there. Carrying Rob Dubois and Chris Rossini on the stop. So, good work there from Horvath on his first carry this second half. And brings up second down and three. Rain starting to pick up now.
And
if blowing. Radner wants to throw it, this is not where they want to be right now. Wind in their face and starting to get wet. Back to passes, and they run a bubble screen underneath, and here's some running room for Horvath. Bounces out to his right. Looking for room, Mason gets away from Rossini, and then it's Jemai Springfield who bangs him down out at the 40-yard line, but bubble screen was the call. That's one way to take care of the passing game, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Gain of 24 out to the 42. And first down, Radner. Nice, easy, short throw. They let the line just come right on in and dumped it over their heads. Horvath's first catch of the evening. Sets up Radner, first down and 10. Three receivers to the left. One to the right, McDermott. Barks out the signals, fakes to Horvath. No, does give to Horvath on a stretch play to the left side. He turns upfield and out near the midfield stripe. Give him seven more. Panther defense will need to kick it into gear here. There's Radner with signs of life there. That little bubble screen, that little middle screen, now has this thing, instead of starting this back at their 10-yard line, near the midfield stripe now, at the 49, second down and three. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. McDermott with Horvath on his left hip. They'll give it to him. Stretch play. No, it's McDermott's going to keep it himself this time. Little read option. First carry of the night moving forward that time for McDermott. Give him five. He was sacked twice in the first half. Now on the positive side of things as John Harrah makes the stop.
And a first down.
Move the chains, and they'll snap it from the Strathaven side of the field, and they're breaking the huddle with some snap in their step here. Radner. Bunch formation to the right. Three to the right, single to the left. Give inside is to Horvath, who's going to push his way across the 45 down to the 42. Call it 43, so maybe four more. Panther D, bending, has not yet broken. But Holbert in on the stop. Clock ticks, 5:30 and counting to play here in the third. Rain starting to come down more heavily. Connolly, split to the left, all alone, three receivers to the right. McDermott on second down and about six. Back to pass, looking to his left. Pump fakes, now he goes out and up, and Connolly's out there, incomplete. Panthers bit on that pump fake. Connolly was behind him, but ball overthrown, brings up third down and six. So, Panthers in the rain now, trying to find a way to get the football back here. Holding on to this 7-0 lead. Clock stops with 5:20 to play here in the third. Cheltenham recovers a fumble for a touchdown. They lead Plymouth White Marsh 13-7. That would be a stunning upset up in the Suburban One League. That's late in the third. Here, midway through the third, third down and six. McDermott has a motion man. Addis, they fake it to him. Give it to Horvath instead. Straight up the middle into the secondary. And he is cut down nicely by Makai Hill. He's going to be near first down yardage. I think that'll be enough. Very close. They will move the chains. Needed six. Got just about six. Horvath, 15 carries now. In his return to action, has not played since week one against Upper Marion. 51 yards on those 15 carries thus far. Panthers have done pretty well in keeping him in check, but starting to get some momentum here in the third quarter. Panthers with a 3-4 look this time. 4-4 look, rather. Gives to Horvath. He stretches off to the right side, and he is undercut there and bangs hard into Ryan Morris, who's a little slow to get up. Took a helmet to the shin there, but seems to be okay. Gain of about three. Morris on the stop. Brings up second down and about eight. Connolly, slot to the left. Addis slot right. Receiver split to either side as well. Horvath. They send Addis in motion. They give it to him on the jet sweep to that left side. He turns upfield, and Addis has positive yardage down to the 30. Panthers bending, 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 and again, still no break, but this is about as much bend as they've had here tonight, Mike.
Yeah, and they're giving up an awful lot of time, which is
I mean, they're winning, so that's the good news. But if, in fact, Ridener scores there, it's not going to leave. I mean, we'll get into the fourth quarter. We're already at the four-minute mark in the third quarter, so we'll get into the fourth, and that'll be problematic.
Ridener into the wind here. Third down and four from the 31. But you keep it on the ground, wind's a non-factor. Motion man. And the give is to Horvath up the middle, and nice work by Holbert to sling him down. Big Lee squashes him back at the 32. They're going to lose a couple there. And now it's fourth and almost six. Nice work there by Holbert. And now decision time for Coach Ryan. Pin him deep or go for it, and he'll keep the offense on the field. Fourth and five. Panther D needs a big-time stop here. Connolly split far to the left. Slot left, slot right. Split right as well. Back to pass, and they look lots of time. Lots of time. Has Horvath all alone in the left flat. He makes the catch. First down and more. Fisher's got him strung out on the far sideline down to the 20-yard line. Gain of 12. Lots of time.
That was just an absolute misplay. I mean, there was nobody within 20 miles of him.
Well, lots of time. There's no pressure on McDermott, and as he just looked downfield, 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 you could see the linebackers and everybody else sinking, 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 and Horvath just planted himself at the first down marker all alone on that far sideline. First and 10 from the 20. Ridener threatening here, trailing by 7 with 3 minutes to play here in the third. McDermott back to pass, firing it to the flat here, complete to Addis, and ball is loose, scramble for it, and Belleville with a big-time play. The sophomore with a strip and recovery at the 20. Ridener on the move, but Ethan Belleville slams the door, and the Panthers on back on with the football with 3 minutes to play in the third. First turnover of this second half. Second turnover of the night for Ridener, and that could not have come in a bigger moment for the Panthers. They'll snap it from their 21. Ridener just trying to get themselves lined up. Two tight end set. Give is to Newline, and the Panthers will pick up maybe a yard or two with their fullback. Big time play by Belleville. Got the defense off the field. And now, can the Panthers get themselves... What's going on here? You got... to everybody taking their time unpiling. Hopefully
well,
this is not an injury.
I think somebody had their leg trapped. No, okay. I think somebody had their legs trapped and couldn't get up.
All right. Clock ticks. 2:35 and counting to play here in the third. Panthers clinging to a 7-0 lead. Ethan Belleville with a big-time play to strip Kyle Addis and give the Panthers the football. Second down and 8. I formation, give is to Mazur, dances off the right side, still on his feet. Now speed on that right corner. Oh, he's tripped up from behind. Nice play there from the opposite 25, Jack Henry. Mazur gets away there. He's turning up field for a bundle. Instead, no gain. Third and 8. Panthers would love to find a way to convert here, but do you risk throwing it in a wet, windy night all of a sudden?
Particularly this deep in your own side of the field.
My guess is you keep it on the ground here. And wing T. Split end to the left is Tom Foster. Motion man is Mazur. Back to pass is Atsevez. Looking on the wheel route up this near sideline and incomplete. Nick O'Connor, the intended receiver, out at the 40. Incomplete it falls. Atsevez took a heavy hit there. He seems to be okay. He's going to come off under his own power, which is a good sign, but... Fourth down and 8, and the Panthers will punt it away. Ridener stands to get very good field position here.
I was just going to say that the problem that the Panthers have is they haven't shown any offense in the second half. No time of possession, very little in the way of first downs.
Well, they moved it pretty well across midfield and then, shot themselves in the foot with the penalties again. Good snap to Newline, who steps into another punt. Tremendous kick again. He's going to back up Addis to the 36-yard line. Mazur in his face. He's got him by the shirt collar momentarily. Jalen Thompson wraps him up at the 44. Nice work by Jalen and friends to wrap him up. Mazur was almost at him by the sleeve back at the 36, but return of 8 for Kyle Addis of Ridener, and Newline at least tilts it back to the Ridener side of the field. Nice kick there from 32. 1:26 to play there in the third quarter. Strathaven leading 7-0. All right, a couple other score updates as best we can get them, as fast as we can get them. We're still hoping for an update from Garnet Valley. Garnet Valley was on top 21-14 over Springfield. Haverford crushing Lansdale Catholic 38-7. Upper Marion on top 27-14. Here, inside give is to Horvath, who's just absolutely carrying tacklers down to the 45-yard line. Give him 11 yards. And a Radnor first down. That's just effort, effort, effort from 21.
That's all that was. He was just all on his own. He got stuck at the line of scrimmage and just kept going.
Garnet Valley holds on fourth down. Garnet Valley with the football and a seven-point lead with 3 minutes to play. So Springfield on the verge of their first loss if Garnet can hang on. Here, first and 10, Radnor driving on Strathaven from the 45. Low snap, scramble for it, and is picked up by McDermott, who is squashed back at the 49-yard line by Rob Dubois. Nice work by McDermott to at least take care of the football. They're going to move it up to the 48 then and lose about three. Brings up second down and 13. So loss on the play and negative 10 yards rushing for McDermott tonight. Two sacks, a positive run, and then that one with the muffed snap. Two backs and receivers are split. McDermott back to pass on play action. Down the seam he goes. Wide open is Wade, who makes the tumbling catch inside the 25. Down the seam he goes. Went with two tight end. Went with a tight end there, and nobody covered him. Down to the 25 they go. Wade for a gain of 23.
And
completely, now down to the 20, rather.
Completely wide open. I mean, just...
he has not caught many passes this year. He's probably not on film very much, but Wade has them set up in the red zone when we come back to start the fourth quarter. 7-0 Strathaven. Radnor threatening, though, all half. Can the defense hold up? Be back in a moment to find out on Haven Football Update.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net.
And a quick reminder, tomorrow we have a Lincoln test drive. You can come down to the middle school from 9 until 4 and test drive a Lincoln, and you're going to donate $20 to the prom after prom committee.
First and 10 from the Strathaven 20. Blitz coming. Give inside is to Horvath, who gets into the secondary and is running hard inside the 15, and the pile pushes him forward to the 11. Gain of 9 for Horvath. Got the first 6 himself and 3 more thanks to his offensive line driving him forward. Well, mark it actually at the 12. Brings up 2nd down and 2. Horvath, 71 yards now on 19 carries. Much better second half for Horvath and thus the Radnor offense. 2nd down and 2. From the Haven 12, McDermott in the gun. Two backs. Horvath one more time. Right up the middle from his 20th carry of the night. And he's down to the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal to go after a gain of 7 more. Panther defense starting to bend more and more.
I think they're just fatigued. I mean, yeah. They're not doing anything dramatic. They just can't stop anybody because they're exhausted.
A five-minute drive to start the second half for the Panther offense. Turned into 0 points after several penalties. Blew up that drive. But aside from that,
nothing.
It's been the defense on the field. First and goal. Two receivers. Panthers nearly jump. Back to pass McDermott. They throw the fade deep in the corner of the end zone, and it is nearly intercepted. No, out of bounds. Out of bounds. Nice work by Foster to go up and get it, but ball overthrown. Incomplete. McDermott now. 5 out of 12 thrown it for 90 yards and an interception. Fourth quarter now, 10:50 to play. in regulation.
I really question a call like that. I mean, they're running so well. Why would you bother?
I'm going to hand it to Horvath three more times here if I'm Radner. He is on the right hip of McDermott. Panthers with nine in the box. Belleville shows blitz. They give it instead to Coates. Coates tries to turn off the right side, and they string him out nicely after a gain of maybe a yard. Good work by the defense. Mekhi Hill and friends on the stop.
This is just out-cuting yourself, in my opinion. I mean, just give it to Horvath and let him just take it. He has not been stopped, you know, in the last eight plays he's run.
My guess is you go Horvath two more times now. Third and goal from the three. They'll snap it from the right hash. Two receivers, Connolly to the left, Harper to the right. Third and three, give it to Horvath off the right side. He lowers the shoulder, and he is waiting for the signal. Radner thinks he's in. No signal from the officials. Officials say no. He is short. Nice work by the Panther defense. Lots of white shirts jumping around, thought he was in, and the officials disagree. He is down inside the one-yard line.
Fourth down and goal.
Fourth and goal to go.
7-0 game.
Panthers need one stop and then some.
Yep, and then they got to keep
the
ball.
Then they have to keep the ball,
right.
Here we go. Shotgun look. McDermott with Horvath on his left hip. Fourth and goal to go from the one-foot line. Horvath up the middle. No! The Panthers stack him up. They stack him up, Morris. And others, Holbert, everybody at the point of attack, Brandon King, you name it, silver and black, stack up Horvath inside the one, and the Panthers take over with 9:30 to play in regulation, clinging to a 7-0 lead.
Oh, boy. Who would have? You see that so rarely in high school football. Goal line stops like that.
And now that decision on first down to run to throw it, second down to run wide with a guy who had not had a carry tonight. You're right, Mike. Maybe a little too cute there. Nine men in the box for Radner. Give is to Nulon, who pushes forward for a couple. A little bit of breathing room now out to the three. Nulon, 16 carries for 62 tough yards. Clock ticks. Wade on the stop. 9:09 and counting to play here in the fourth.
You may wonder why it's so quiet still in the fourth quarter. It's because the band, because of the rain, has decided to call it a night, unfortunately. But that's their decision, so it's going to be just us.
All right. Well, you'll have to make a little more noise then, Mike. Down and eight from the 97. There you go. All right, hard count from the 97. I was going to say 97 yards from pay dirt here are the Panthers, but they're going to get him 5 yards closer now. Hard count for Matsavez. Comes at a good time there. And Radner hit with a penalty here. So who would have thought the opening kickoff of the game that was returned for a touchdown, illegal block.
Right.
And Radner has not found the end zone since.
That's
talk
right.
About we've talked about all the costly penalties for Strathaven tonight. But you look back to the opening kickoff and say, wow, Radner had one too. Second down and two now.
Although that might have freed him too for that touchdown.
Second and two from the eight. Gives the new line off the left side. He's going to push the pile for a couple, maybe. We'll see. See where they spot this. I don't know. I think he's still going to be shy by about a yard.
So he's at the nine.
Clock continues to run in favor of Strathaven here with a 7-0 lead. Haverford has gone final. They win 38-7 over Lansdale Catholic. Marple Newtown has gone final, 36-14 over Harriton. Confusion here for the Panthers.
Call a timeout. Let's go.
O'Connor checks out. Reeves checks in as a second tight end. I think they're okay here. At Savez, under center, on third and almost two. Give on the sweep. Looking for running room is Tom Foster. Foster to the outside. He's going to be awfully close. We'll see. I think he's going to be just shy.
No.
Well, if they give him the 10, little past the 10, I think they're going to give it to him. Now they're saying fourth down over there on the far sideline. This is awfully close. Awfully close. Fourth and inches.
Oh, boy.
They ran sweep to Foster, trying to catch the edge there. He got a yard, and the Panthers will punt it away. Panthers will play it safe rather than give give ground here. And now officials timeout. Looks to be an equipment issue for Radner's defensive lineman. But Panthers will punt it away from their end zone. See if Radner comes after Nulon, who stands just inside his goal line. Takes a good snap. off the side of his foot, and this one went straight sideways, the least best punt of the season for Nulon. He could not be more upset with himself, and they're going to put this at the 16-yard line. This is a 6-yard punt. Mm. And after that, now you wonder, gosh, should we have gone for it on 4th and inches? The answer is still probably no. Nulon's been fantastic kicking it all year. But, boy, now second-guessing on both sides. Radner with the play calls at the 5-yard line, and now Strathaven with a chance for a first down. They come up inches short. And now Radner at the 16-yard line with 7:02 to play here in regulation. Trailing by 7, McDermott sends a man in motion right to left. They give it to Horvath on the delay off the right side. He's into the secondary, and he runs through tacklers. Sean Daly's got him down near the 9-yard line, but give him about 9 more. And 89 yards rushing. Talk about a return to action. Horvath's carried it 23 times, making up for lost time here. Hasn't carried it since week 1. Clock ticks.
He'll sleep good tonight.
Gain of 8 for Horvath. He's on the right hip of McDermott. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Give is to Horvath one more time. He's going to be wrapped up by Belleville and others. I think enough for a first down. Let's see. And, yep, they're going to move. They'll stop the clock to reset the ball. First and goal to go from the 5 again. See what they call this time, Mike. I don't know if...
Oh, boy. If they hand it to anybody but Horvath, I think they're out of their mind.
All right. Here we go. Radner trailing by 7. They'll snap it with about 6 minutes to play here in regulation. 4 wide. Horvath, single setback along the hip, and they give it to the motion man on a jet sweep, and they'll lose a yard. Nice work there by the defense.
Who is it?
It's Holbert on the stop of Addis.
16?
12.
12, oh.
So Addis is going to lose a couple there. And Lee Holbert is held up very nicely in the defensive line tonight. Second and goal now from the 6. Horvath alongside of McDermott. Wing to the right is Coates. 2 receivers to the right as well, and they give it to Horvath on the stretch play, looking for room. They've got him strung out, and nice work there, but a pursue, but he still dives inside the 5 down near the 2.
There was an absolute flagrant hold that it practically pulled the jersey off of him, and nobody called that. That was incredible.
3rd and goal from the 2. Panthers defense. Can they get another stop?
Boy, that's asking a lot, I got to tell you.
It is.
Asking a lot.
Clock ticks, 4:54, 4:53 and counting to play in regulation. Radner, 2 yards from tying it perhaps, and it's Horvath off the left side and in for the score. Radner is within 1, extra point pending, 4:46 to play here.
Do they go for 2 and go for the win?
They might. They're going to go for 1, though. They're going to bring the kicker in, Van Dusen. But I'd have to say, Mike, I might. That'd be heartbreaking for Strathaven. They had that happen against Interboro back in week 1. But here's Dylan Van Dusen on for the extra point. Can the Panthers get in and block it? Wet football. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg. And Van Dusen ties it at 7. 4:46 to play in regulation. And now, can the Panther offense answer for maybe the first time tonight? Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. We're knotted at 7 at George L. King Field. Playoff berth on the line for Radner to Strathaven. When we come back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football. Right here on HavenFootball.net.
Jack Horvath from 2 yards out has the first offensive touchdown of the night for either team. Panthers with a tremendous defensive stand inside their one. Could not pick up a first down. A short punt sets up a 16-yard scoring drive. And Radnor has this knotted with 4 minutes and change to play here in regulation. Now, can the Panthers special teams come up with a big play? Van Dusen, who tied it a moment ago with the extra point, has it teed. Halfway between the hash marks, line drive kickoff is going to come to Jamai Springfield, who gets it on a back pedal at the 14. Looking for running room, dances outside, cuts up the middle, and Jamai still on his feet across the 35 out of the 39. Nice work there from Jamai Springfield to get the Panthers a little breathing room, certainly more than they had a moment ago, starting inside their one.
Well, but they're going to have to find a way to generate some activity here. I mean, they just...
Yeah, certainly. Well, I think, you know, you get your play calls can change a little bit, too. The rain has subsided. This is a good sign as well. The Panthers with the wind at their back, moving left to right in front of us. John Hara, tight end to the left. Wing to the left is Major. Split end to the right is Foster. Back to pass, Atsevez looking. Firing to the outside, incomplete, and they are jumping that out route now. Not much room to throw it there for Atsevez. Probably a good thing it went out of bounds. Second and 10 upcoming. Not much breathing room for Tom Foster.
Very quiet in the stands. Yes. A lot of people have left. Probably down to maybe 100 people here.
So, Dozier over the football.
The real fans, as we call them.
Well, we've got plenty of real fans at home, too.
That's right.
Come on now. Double wing. Back to, and now delay. Give on the draw is to Newlon, and he is going nowhere. Out to the 30. 42, maybe. Gain of just 3 for Newlon, and the Panther offense has continued to stall. Just about 100, a little over 100 yards rushing tonight for the Panthers, about half their average per game. Atsevez, 21 yards throwing it in 9 attempts. Now, 3rd and 7 from the 43, and can the Panthers get a conversion or perhaps a big play? Wing to the right is Mazur. Split end to the right is Foster. Play fake, and now they throw down the middle. Complete to John Harrah, first down. Oh, a little tight end pop pass, and Big John takes a big hit. There it is, and he seems to be okay. Good sign there as he gets up at the 48-yard line. Good fake inside of the fullback. Good delivery from Atsevez. And a big, big, big first down, Mike. Gain of 12.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I'll just let it go. It sounds rather familiar. I don't know.
It's just a timely play right there.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
First and 10. Wing to the left is Major. Gives a Newlon off the right side. He cuts it back, spins forward. He's going to carry tacklers down near the 40. Stopped at the 41, rather, but gain of 6. Keeps things moving in the right direction for the Panthers. 3:22, 3:21, and counting to play here in regulation. Wet field and now getting wetter as the rain starts up again. Atsevez brings in the play. On a night like this, I'm going to guess you are at least 25 yards away from field goal range. Three wide receivers, two to either side. Sorry, to the left, and they run toss sweep to the left. Looking for room is Mazur, and Wade has it sniffed out that time. Wade with a nice play to drop Hunter Mazur. He seems to be a little slow to get up. But Panthers have run that with great success earlier in the game, but nice work there by Wade to get it going that time. And loss of a yard brings up third down and about 5. So, 2:30. 29. Okay, I guess they said he was in bounds when they stopped him. Clock ticks. Panthers still with all 3 timeouts in their pocket. Mazur with just 16 yards rushing in this second half. On 3rd and 5. Back to pass. Atsevez blitz coming under heavy pressure. He's going to let it go towards Foster. Incomplete. Incomplete. It was underthrown as Atsevez running for his life back there. Big pressure coming. So clock stops, 2:10 to play here in regulation. And now from the Radnor 42, what do you do? Are they going to go for it?
No, I think they're going to kick it.
They're going to punt it. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think
yes.
is, I mean, right now you're kind of playing towards overtime.
That's right.
I'm not too sure that's to your advantage.
Yeah. That's right. Well, let's see what they can do in the punt game to pin Radnor deep again and perhaps come up with a turnover. Newlon. Shanked his last one, has been good on literally every other kick this season. Radnor shows blitz. They do come after it, but Neuland gets a good kick away into the rain. High sky. It is good catch made by Addis at the 5-yard line with Hunter Mazur in his face. So a good, good kick there. 37 on the punt. No return. And Radnor pinned at their 5-yard line. 2:03 to play here in regulation. And now, can the defense keep the things on this side of the field?
Well, this is an interesting problem for Radnor, because you don't want to be too aggressive, because if somebody intercepts it and runs it back for six, game's over. On the other hand, you got to march 95 yards.
Tie game. 2 minutes to 2:03 to play. Give is to Horvath from his 5-yard line off right tackle. He's going to push his way out near the 10. A lot of strong running for Horvath. 27 carries, 103 yards rushing now, and the Radnor touchdown. They've given it to 21 again and again and again. 16 carries here in the second half for almost 80 yards. Panthers kept him in check at about 2.5 yards per carry in the first half. But now second down and 5. If the Panthers get a stop here on second down, or better yet, a negative play, they may call timeout. Clock ticks, 1:35. On the jet sweep, they give it to Addis off the right side, and he's near first down yardage. We'll see. I think they're going to move the chains. We'll see. They unpile over on that far sideline. Addis is short.
Third down.
Third and about a yard. Clock ticks, 1:26, 1:25 and counting. Panthers again, I think, though, will keep things. They're going to let the clock run and see if they can come up with a stop here on third down. If they get a stop on third, you can bet they'd call timeout. Bunch formation left. It's Horvath off right tackle. He's got enough for a first down, I believe. Not much doing on that right side. And they pick up maybe 3. So Horvath dropped there by Brandon King, and the clock ticks 1:04, 1:03. Coach Tom Ryan playing it safe here for Radnor. At the 16-yard line, my guess is they just play for overtime at this point.
Well,
and say take care of the football,
it would
guys.
Make sense. Haven's had a terrible time trying to get any real yards, and Radnor's been running all over him. So
absolutely.
10 yards for overtime.
Oh, absolutely. Back to passes, and they throw over the middle, and it is incomplete. Oh, my goodness. They do, just as we say, playing it safe. McDermott throws a bubble screen over the middle. Floated up there for what seemed like forever. Nobody saw it, and it falls incomplete. Oh, if the Panthers.
Yep.
If the Panthers had seen that one, that's you pick that off and you are in field goal range with a turnover here. Second and 10. I wonder if they rethink. I wonder if they start rethinking the idea of throwing it now. That could have been disaster for the Raiders. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. McDermott. Back to pass. He does fire to the outside here. It is juggled and incomplete off the hands of number 14, Jock Trangian. And they do call incomplete. Okay. They do say forward pass. It was right at the line of scrimmage, so you can see where the players might have thought lateral momentarily. But here again, the clock stops. 39 seconds to play. Third down.
This makes no sense to me at all.
And the Panthers, if they can get a stop here on third down.
Absolutely. Just
stand to get the football back. Still have 3 timeouts. And the second leading kick scorer in Delaware County. All right. Can the Panthers come up with something here? Third and 10 from the 16. McDermott, 2 receivers either side. They give it off the right side. This is Williams, who's shedding tackles, banging his way near first down yardage. I think he's going to be shy, though. And the Panthers stop the clock here with a timeout.
Who was running
29 seconds. That was Williams, number 32, on his third carry of the night. Brings up third down and a yard.
And he got
fourth down. Fourth down and a yard.
Got to what, the 25?
He's just across it, I think. We'll see. He's over on that far hash or past that far hash. All right, 25, we'll call it. 9 yards there for Williams, who ran through 3 tackles and turned this into fourth and short.
So
and now
measure.
With 29 seconds to play in regulation. One quick score update while they stop and measure. They're measuring. All right, couple finals with playoff implications here. Henderson, 17. Great Valley, 10. That's a game that we thought could have gone either way. Phoenixville falls to Upper Marion tonight.
So they're out.
27-14. Phoenixville, in all likelihood, has seen their playoff hopes end tonight. So that does Strathaven a favor. Ridley over Conestoga, 36-0. That has gone final as well.
They obviously found themselves.
And now, fourth and a yard. And the Radnor, the Raiders line up in punt formation. Tom Foster will await the punt. Panthers do not want to jump. They do not want any kind of penalty here. McDermott takes a wobbly snap, steps into it. Booms one towards Foster. Terrific kick. Angles towards the sideline. Rolls down inside the 30. Clock ticks down to 18 seconds and is stopped down to the 27-yard line, rather. Terrific kick from McDermott.
That was a real boot to get them out of trouble. That was a beaut.
So, Panthers at their 27-yard line, about 50 yards from field goal range for Emmett Young. Three timeouts, 18 seconds. Do you play for overtime? Or do you take your shot down the field and risk a turnover? Two timeouts, rather. They just called the one timeout. That's right. Emmett Young kicking into a net here on the sideline. He's trying to stay loose, hoping for a chance. Well, we go hook and ladder. You remember Eric Frazier and Willie Curry? They pulled that off against Garnet Valley years ago. First and 10. Atsevez gives to Nulon inside, pushes his way out to the 31-yard line. Clock ticks, 12 seconds, 11 seconds, and the Panthers will say we're going to overtime.
Ooh, boy.
Clock ticks, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and we are knotted at 7 in our first overtime game of the season, and first overtime game in several seasons. Do we have to go back to... do we have to go back to Potts Grove in 2011? Is that the last overtime game we've had? I can't think of one since. That was district semifinals.
Let's go to a quick commercial
torture.
Break, and we'll
All
come
right,
right back.
We'll come back and figure that out. But in the meantime, tied at 7. End of regulation, overtime football here in Week 9 when we come back with Demon Football on Net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Lots of exciting football tonight. Lots of close football. Believe it or not, Interborough has come back and taken the lead on Academy Park 29-24 with 36 seconds to play.
Wow.
Interborough is trying to beat Academy Park for the first time since 2012. Here, we're going overtime. They're going to snap it from the 10-yard line. Each team will have a possession that starts at the 10. There have been overtime games in the Central League this year, namely Garnet Valley and Haverford about 4 weeks ago. But, boy, this is, for 2-3-5 teams, this is your playoff berth on the line here.
This makes it memorable.
Untimed plays and see what happens.
If I'm Coach Clancy, I am very concerned. We have struggled to move this ball on the ground. We haven't been making the receptions we should be. We've got a very limited, play selection that we can do this with. On the other hand, Radnor has just been, running all over the place. Do you have total yards right now for Radnor? Because I'm looking on my stats.
Total yards for Radnor? Oh, yeah.
I've got rushing yards at 120.
Yeah, that's about right. And then 90 or so passing.
Well, actually, I've got 139 for Strathaven. So, so actually...
Yeah,
even
Major
though it looks worse, it's not that bad of a difference. Okay, two captains are meeting out for the coin toss to see who's going to get possession first.
So McDermott and Atsevez will talk it over.
Usually you want to get, if you get a choice, you take second possession because you want to see what you can keep them from doing.
So, again, we're waiting for a final from Garnet Valley in Springfield. Garnet Valley was up 21-14 with 3 minutes to play with the football. And there's on our Twitter feed here, they are showing a replay of the unbelievable one-handed catch for a touchdown from Shane Beckwith of Interboro that has given the Bucks the lead. All right. So Strathaven will go on defense first.
All right.
They've won the toss and see what they can put together. So can the defense get things going here and come up with a stop? They've held up beautifully for most of the night. The only damage done on a 16-yard field, the only scoring drive of the for Radnor on the evening, started at the Strathaven 16. Here, they'll start it from the 10, first and goal to go. Here we go.
I know it sounds like, you know, we're sitting in our living room, but the reality is there was a lot of rain and a lot of people went home, so it's relatively quiet. The band is not here, but this is pretty exciting football, so stay with us.
Here
now
we go.
In overtime.
Radnor has tried a couple of different things down here close to the goal line, some of them pretty, well, a little bit of a wrinkle or a little cute, as you said, right. And that didn't work. Now, when they stuck with power football, it cashed in.
Now, here's how it goes. They get four possessions. If they lose, fumble, and intercepted, then it turns back to the Strathaven. So let's see what happens.
Four wide receiver. Give is to Addis on a jet sweep. Looking for room off that right side. Ooh. He turns the corner, and Addis is down near the goal line. He's just shy. Just shy of the goal line as he got the corner. Panthers looked like they had him strung out, but instead they've got him stopped down near the two. Or maybe even closer on that far sideline. Addis's best run of the night on jet sweep there. And now the Panthers will have to stop him three times from the one.
And then, of course, then you get to go for extra points. And you run it or kick it, and that all counts, and then the other team gets a shot.
Horvath on the left hip of McDermott in the shotgun. Gives to Horvath off the right side, and he is run in for the touchdown. Radnor takes the lead in overtime. 1 yard run for Horvath in overtime has given Radnor a 6-point lead. Now what? They bring the kicker on. Van Dusen on to attempt the extra point. I have to wonder if the Panthers can answer. Would they stick with a tie or would they go for a win? We'll see how it lines up. Van Dusen for the extra point. Can the Panthers get after it? Low snap, dug out nicely. Ball spotted and kick is good. Van Dusen has given Radnor their first lead of the night, 14-7. And the Panthers now need seven or more to keep this game going. Wow.
Well, now the onus is really on them.
Sending a quick tweet here. After Horvath's second touchdown of the night, and the Panther offense now on the field.
Well, this is pretty exciting. Even though it doesn't sound like it's exciting, the 75 people that are still here for each team.
All right. Here we go. Panthers will snap it from the left hash. Wing to the left is O'Connor. Mazur and Nulon in the backfield. It's Mazur off the left side, looking for a little bit of running room off that left edge. He leans forward to about the 7. Nice stop there by number 28, Najee Fowler, holding the corner. But Mazur picks up 3. Well, you get 3 a few more times.
Yep.
You're in the end zone here. Here we go. Radnor trying to make some noise on that far sideline. Get the defense fired up. Again, they'll snap from the left hash. Dozier over the football. Two tight ends. Reeves to the left, and Hara to the right. Hard count from Atsevez. Radnor holds up nicely. Give is to Nulon, who cuts back, and he's down inside the 5, barely, to about the 4. Third and goal to go. 4 yards away from perhaps tying it. Nulon, 21 carries for 78 yards. Radnor has done a great job all night, keeping the backs in check. Panthers, 4 yards from the goal line. No time on the clock, of course, as we're in overtime. 14-7 Radnor. It took them 2 plays to score and take their first lead. Can the Panthers tie it or do better? Atsevez, quick snap, give off to the right side. Nulon on the cutback. He is pushing his way into the end zone. Nulon's first touchdown in 3 weeks. Could not have come at a bigger moment. Now, what do? They bring the extra point team on to tie it. 14-13 as Nulon cashes in from the four. Emmett Young. 24 of 26 on the air. He's had two kicks blocked. Atsevez to hold. Rossini to snap it. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Young has got plenty of leg and is tied in at 14. We'll go to overtime number two. Wow. clutch kicking on both sidelines tonight. And Radnor and Strathaven will keep us here for a few more minutes. Where would we rather be, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. Except I'd like to... Well, never mind. But, yeah, this is... I was just going to say, I wasn't planning on staying away from a bathroom this long. So. That was about as nicely as I could put it, actually.
Emmett Young's point after touchdown ties it. We go to the...
Right now,
second OT.
Now, Haven goes first this time because it rotates.
Yep. All right. Panther offense stays on the field. Haven ball. Here we go. 14 all. They'll still snap this from the left hash. Atsevez brings in Mazur and the play. Radnor defense. Gave ground 3-4 yards at a time. Panthers trying to string together a couple more plays again. First down give. Play fake back to pass as Atsevez looking. Fire into the end zone. Has a man out there and is caught for a touchdown. Jalen Thompson's first catch of the season. And the Panthers play fake and Atsevez delivers. 20-14 extra point pending. Gutsy call. And Jalen hauls it in on senior night.
Come on, defense! Let's go, defense!
Can Emmett Young stretch the lead back to 7? Rossini to snap. Atsevez will hold. Ball spotted. Splow flags everywhere. Kick is good, but they're going to pre-snap. What's the call here? Is the kick good? Well, let's see. If they blew it dead... It's against Radnor, but if they blew it dead beforehand, yeah, if it's a dead ball foul, they're going to make him go again.
Let's run it.
Now do you go for two? Yeah, he's giving them the choice, and I think the Panthers may go for two here, move it down to the one-yard line, and try to cash it in.
Why not?
So Zach Nulon with a four-yard run. And Kevin Clancy's pulled the kick team off the field. And the Panthers will go for a two-point conversion now with the ball moved half the distance. Six-point lead, 20-14, and can the Panthers cash in for two here? Radnor defense will face the offense halfway between the hash marks.
Toe-to-toe! Let's go, offense!
20-14. Panthers with Atsevez under center. T formation behind him. It's Nulon off the left side. He dives in for two. Panthers lead by 8, 22-14. Thompson and Nulon tack 8 on the board. And now can the defense come up big for 4 plays? Wow. Like we said, Mike, where would you rather be?
That's right. That's right.
Jalen Thompson's first... varsity catch on senior night, first-year football player, has given Strathaven the lead in double overtime.
Come on, boys! Make a play!
It's getting pretty exciting right here with as few people that are still left. They are really psyched out now. Here we go.
McDermott with 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Wing to the left, motion man is at us. Fake the jet sweep, give is to Horvath, who shakes tackles momentarily, but the Panthers wrap him up near the 10. No gain on the play. Ryan Morris and friends on the stop. Second and goal from the 10. Panthers with perhaps a playoff berth in the balance. Radnor, with an identical record, trying to do the same. Coach checks out. Mullarky checks in. Two receivers to either side. Horvath on the left hip of McDermott. Panthers show blitz. Back is McDermott firing over the middle. Shallow cross. Addison right into the arms of Morris. And he is wrapped up after a gain of just three. Third and goal from the seven. Evan Atsevez to Jalen Thompson is what's holding up right now. Can the Panther defense do their part here, leading by eight, needing two stops from the seven?
Come on, boys!
Here we go.
Third down and goal from the seven. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. McDermott barks out the signals and rolls back to pass. Looking, firing over the middle. It is juggled and incomplete. Terrific play by Makai Hill to knock it away. Addis about 3 yards deep in the end zone, and Hill jumped it and swats it down. Fourth and goal from the seven. The Panthers need one stop.
Timeout.
Timeout. Radnor. We're going to take a 30-second timeout with him and see if the Panthers can come up with one big stop, and can Radnor come up with one big play. Back in 30 seconds. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Instant classic here at George L. King Field for a playoff berth on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Panther defense needing one stop. Radnor needing one big play from the 7 yard line in double OT. Panthers up by eight. They'll snap it from the right hash. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Motion from right to left. McDermott in the gun, low snap, rolling to his left, looking, buying time, stops, still under pressure, fires over the middle, swatted away! Tommy Foster knocks it away, and the Panthers win it, 22-14! Two big-time plays in the secondary on third and fourth down, and the Panthers come up with it, 22-14 and two OTs. Student section going to go greet their friends near midfield as the Panthers very well may have clinched a playoff berth. What a battle tonight by both teams. Not a single offensive touchdown for Strathaven until overtime. Not a single offensive touchdown in the game until late in the fourth quarter. But put it on the 10-yard line, and they trade touchdowns in the first overtime, and then Atsevez to Jalen Thompson for the win. Strathaven 22, Radnor 14. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment for score updates and more. Glad you're joining us either live or on the archive on HavenFootball.net.
High school playoff football is almost here. HavenFootball.net will be bringing you all the playoff excitement by broadcasting one playoff game each week right up to the District 1 Championships. Playoffs start November 4th. Don't miss 1 minute of all the excitement and thrills of playoff football. Go to HavenFootball.net for dates and times of each broadcast. Our broadcasts will be available live and on our archives. HavenFootball.net. High school football never sounded so good.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
What a night. Oh, what a night. Wet, windy football for much of the second half, and a tremendous, tremendous battle by both teams. Frankly, no one deserved to lose this one.
Yeah.
Radnor with a great effort in the second half, especially offensively, but the Panther defense holds up just enough. Just long enough for the offense to come to life in overtime. It took him three plays in for the first overtime for Zach Nulon's four-yard touchdown run. And on the first play of second overtime, Evan Atzevez delivers to Jalen Thompson, 9 yards deep in the end zone. First catch of the year for the senior. Gotta love that one, Mike.
Yeah, listen, it's been a long time since we've won an overtime game. We've been getting killed in overtime games, and this one looked like it was going to follow suit because Radner was just running the ball like crazy, and I thought, boy, if I'm Coach Clancy, I don't want to be in overtime because I'm not too sure we can hold up. I think the first series was interesting. Radner went in pretty easily after two plays, I think.
Yeah.
And then Haven got the ball and struggled to get into the end zone. Both teams kicked the extra point, so we now go into second overtime, and Haven comes out. They get the ball first that time and just throw it into the end zone. So they were a little rested. They didn't have to struggle quite so much. And then the momentum changed, and suddenly Radner has to come in, start some struggling. They're not quite getting the yardage. Defense for Haven starting to swarm. And, you know, the last couple of plays were, while not desperation, but low percentage plays, both balls were there. Both were close, but they were extremely well defended. As a matter of fact, so well defended that Radner was looking for a pass interference call.
On the last play as well. But, again, as you said, Makai Hill and Tom Foster on third and fourth down, respectively, two big-time plays to swat the ball away in the end zone and preserve for the defense, which you know, frankly, much maligned over the last couple weeks.
Yep.
In terms of tackling, yards allowed, and everything else. We're gashed by Garnet Valley last week. Boy, did they bounce back tonight. Lots of big stops for the guys in silver and black on the defensive side of the ball all night, not just the final couple plays of overtime. But they did a great job through three and a half quarters, keeping Radner in check and off the scoreboard. So lots to be excited about for Strathaven fans. Still lots to be excited about for Radner fans. Radner, with a win next week, will still be in the playoff hunt. 4-6, I'm telling you. There will be multiple 4-6 teams in the playoffs.
Yep.
This year. So all hope not lost here for Radner. They just have to go take care of business at Pencrest next week. Strathaven at 4-5 now. On the road next week at Marple, who won again tonight.
Right.
And they will have their hands full, no doubt. But getting that fourth win this season certainly puts Strathaven in the driver's seat for a playoff spot at the 5A level. Now it's a matter of, hey, can you get a good seed? And certainly a win next week would go a long way towards that.
Oh, boy.
But we'll worry about that 7 days from now. Let these kids enjoy the next couple of hours or couple of days, and we'll do the same on havenfootball.net. Check back for scores, highlights,
play
of the game, stats, and more in the next few days ahead. Thanks in advance for next week for Pete Fulginetti coming back. Thanks again to Mike Mayer for the stats, the spotting, the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. We'll wrap it up here. Double overtime classic, and Strathaven comes out on top tonight, 22-14 over Radner. Brian Carroll signing out. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.